Tonight, Scott Stantis finally makes good on a bet thanks to Trim Wax. Then, our car guy Warren Price swings by the Showcase studio. And finally, AV Club Editor-in-Chief John Tatey rides sidecar to close the show. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
We probably should have promoted this so people could come stand outside the Showcase studio. Those of you at home should definitely, most certainly, tune in to WGNRadio.com, watch the live stream. The wonderful folks from Trim are setting up a table and equipment. They have some wax already in a... Oh, look at that. That's really kind of cool, the way the beads are. That's all the wax beads right there. Well, we'll talk to them about all the different pots of hot, gooey stuff they have.
We can also say this.
I don't want to know what the beads are.
This will be on Facebook Live, WGN Radio Facebook Live page, and it will also be on our website in just a few hours.
Oh, okay. Is Shantae coming? Or are we
first? I will be handling that.
Are you going to be handling
that? I got that.
You're going to be up close and personal? You're going to get the close-up shots? Awesome. So we'll get to that a little bit. I also want to address a new segment that we're going to have later on. We have to decide when we're doing it because on Wednesdays we do Trump Trackers, named by our very own Esmeralda Leon. It's going to be Wednesdays at midnight. We will not be doing Trump stories in general. Like we won't, you know, oh, did you see what he did today? Oh my God, I can't believe what he said. We're not going to do that every day. We're going to save it all up. And we are actually asking our listeners to please submit links to audio or clips that you have seen or heard that you would like us to cover. And because we were told last night by a listener that, what about Hillary? Why aren't you bashing her? By the way, we are not bashing Donald Trump. We are replaying audio. Replaying and bashing are two different
things.
Isn't
that weird? That can be viewed as bashing.
But, right. I mean, why tell us the bad things he's doing is what you're actually asking. So in order to address the issue of, balance, not that I have any requirement to. I am not a journalist. I am a talk show host. But if there are things that you see Hillary do or say over the course of a week, if you hear her say something that you think deserves attention. Maybe it hasn't been played in the news as much, but it has to be from Thursday to Thursday. It's not some, 3 years ago. It's not 15 years ago. It's not from the 1970s. It's not from the White House years. It's just from week to week, and we will do the same. We won't pull up interviews with Donald Trump either or things that are contradictory in the exact same way.
She is playing it very quiet right now. You notice that? She's just letting him hang slowly, slowly in the wind.
Well, I think that she has, there was another, look, again, we're not doing it right now, and we're going to call it. What do you think of this, Esmeralda? I was thinking Hillary's hurlers.
Because you're what are you hurling?
We're hurling stories, and people want to hurl things at Hillary. So we're tracking Trump, and we're hurling Hillary. I don't know. What else? If you can think of another one, I will take suggestions as well.
I would only say that just sounds disparaging.
It does.
I don't know if we're going that way.
Right, because I personally don't have as many horrible things about Hillary as I do about Trump. So I felt that was my only way of balancing it so that people would hear it that way as disparaging. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect
sense.
Yeah,
no, I got it.
I'm appealing to people to, there's a report by a neuroscientist who thinks that there may be a neurological origin for people who are attracted to Donald Trump. So I thought that was very interesting as well. And there are three categories of voters.
Brain injury?
No, but they're...
I'm sorry.
But sort of operating out of, there's a little bit of, we've talked a lot about rage, and he justifies that and says that there is. And people ask, well, what can we do to, reason or have a conversation? Because when you try to talk to somebody who's angry and wants to vote for Trump, they just get angrier. And he actually said there's nothing you can do. There's nothing. The people who are ardently in that camp are not going to change their minds. So there you have it. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything.
No, I tried the other day and was accused of heinous and horrible things.
Exactly.
I was mostly called, being a Democrat.
I was called a C word. You were called a Democrat and I was called a C word. How is that fair? I don't understand. Do people think that the D word is also the C word?
It depends on who's saying it, but
some
some of our more conservative friends, yes.
There's no gender difference at all in political arguments. I can see that.
Well, I've been called the C word.
Have you really?
Oh, sure. Are you kidding?
Then I feel like we have that in common with each other.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the Basque.
It's the Basque part of us. You're such a C word. So we're going to talk we're going to do Hillary's hurlers. John Tatey comes in at midnight, so maybe we do Hillary's hurlers, because we don't have audio pulled just yet. So maybe we'll try to find some throughout the
show. Now, you also said there's I said Gary's Gobblers, which
yeah,
you
Gary's Gobblers. And, well, the fact, and I was kind of surprised when you I did some research after we last spoke mm-hmm. that you are very passionate about Gary Johnson, who does not believe in repealing abortion at all, tinkering with it at all. So I'm impressed by your openness to that. He wants to get rid of the IRS. He thinks that the protecting the First Amendment is not necessarily important. Because he thinks that religion is just a cover for discrimination. So I was fascinated by your attraction to him. I think that Republicans, I can see why Republicans aren't going that way. Pro-abortion, against the First Amendment when it comes to religious...
I wouldn't say pro-abortion. I would just say pro-choice. And
that's, and
the libertarian platform is always...
but somehow everybody else that is not pro-life is pro-abortion. That's the way the argument is usually spun. So, fine. Pro-choice is fine.
He's pro-choice on all things, though. That's the libertarian platform, is that they're going to err on the side of choice. That
right.
Rather than government interference, they're
yes.
going to... let individuals decide, and you can decide for yourself what you want to do.
And he feels that the First Amendment gets in the way of people's ability to enjoy their lives the way they want to when religion is used as a cover to discriminate. So I was fascinated that you like him.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. That was in an interview on July 30th. So that's within the last week. No audio, unfortunately, just the print. It's a print interview. So is that not count?
You can't.
Print interviews don't count, but audio interviews.
No, you can't trust print. Are you kidding?
All right, let's see if we can find the audio
for that. I work for a newspaper.
That religion is a cover for discrimination.
So, oh, I think there's times when it definitely is. I lived and worked in the South 3 years where the church definitely used its
power. But how does
that
play to the conservative right to say
No, here's
that
the thing. Here's where conservative, and this is why I'm not a Republican anymore, and I'm almost not conservative, because the conservative agenda has been usurped. I became a conservative because it had the libertarian strain through it, which was, we're going to help everybody. And clearly we've had 20 years of social program. It hasn't worked. Let's do something that does. That's
right.
Really what a lot of people my age came to the Republican Party over. Those days are gone. Those people don't exist anymore. Now it is social construction, crony capitalism, using the government to bludgeon you over the head to agree with my social agenda, which is preposterous.
Right. And the things that he believes in, one, like I said, getting rid of the IRS, also getting rid of corporate tax. I think there are things that across the board that attracts people possibly from both parties, but it sounds to me like there are things that would drive away socially conservatives.
Right. And the abortion thing is, that there's no compromise on that, and they're going the other side, for me, is an issue. But you know what? You're not going to find a candidate you love everything about.
Yeah, I wonder, we're going to take a break, but here's my question. Can
sure.
if something like abortion can be removed from the conversation, does that change things for people politically?
I think there are some people
during the break. Think about it. You're listening pretty late in just a little bit. We're gonna cash in on a bet that Scott Santas made last summer, as a matter of fact. But we are checking in with the National Weather Service. We often call the National Weather Service when drastic, dramatic, and impending dangerous weather is headed our way. But we also promised one night that we would call them when fantastic weather was headed our way. Hi, Gino. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We're actually calling because I read today that it's going to be pert near perfect this weekend in Chicago. Is that true?
That's the rumor that we're trying to spread, and we're hoping people believe us.
Oh, no. Can we? I mean, I think it should be a big news story. We're always talking about there's going to be high winds and there's going to be hail. Tell us a little bit about what Chicago has in store for it this weekend.
We might have a lingering shower, mainly in the southern suburbs tomorrow morning. But other than that, we get sunshine and comfortable humidity, temperatures in the lower 80s, light winds. Really just a fantastic weekend to do just about anything outdoors.
See, and why isn't that big news, Scott Santas? Why can't
I have no idea, because we have so few weekends like that here.
I'm playing this up, Gino, because we always come to you when we're scared, and I want to come to you when we're excited and happy. What are you going to do over the weekend, Gino?
Work.
What
do you do if it's a perfect weekend? What could you possibly be doing?
You'd be surprised. We actually do a lot of aviation forecasts, so whatever direction the wind is, if there's any clouds, any visibility. O'Hare Airport is constantly busy, and so is Midway, so we're always doing aviation forecasts, keeping that updated. And then we're sort of like firefighters. We're pretty much always on duty because you never know when something might happen.
Something might change. What are the chances? Do you have
What
are the chances this weekend that things could change drastically? Do you have a percentage?
There's a small chance we could have a little bit of rain late Sunday, but I think the chance is minuscule. But Saturday looks
good. I was hoping for a hurricane in Michigan, like Michigan or something. That would be awesome.
Can you explain to our guest, Scott Santas, the political cartoonist of Chicago Tribune, why a hurricane off of Lake Michigan is not actually possible?
Anything is possible if you dream, Patty.
Hold on a second. If you dream. I can't dream big because he's just telling us how Lake Michigan's too small. Go ahead, Gino.
It's too small, so we would never get anything like that. So that's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
Hurricane Et?
Cadet.
The closest thing we ever have to that is sometimes in the winter we'll get what we call mesolows that develop with lake effect snow bands, but I really don't want to talk about snow in August.
No, you don't have to do that.
That's too depressing this time of year.
What has the summer been like in Chicago compared to other summers, would you say?
You know, we've been a little bit above average. We've had a couple more 90-degree days than what's typical. We've had quite a few number of 90-degree days more than what we've had the last couple of summers. So it's been a pretty typical hot summer in Chicago so far.
So let's remind our listeners this weekend, be aware, be prepared. I don't know if we should do like an hourly report. Perhaps the emergency broadcast system should let you know it's going to be sunny. It's going to be even more sunny again. It's going to be low humidity.
Sure, both of my colleagues who are working the overnight shift would love to hear from you guys every half hour to check in just to make sure it's still looking like it's going to be sunny and 80.
Yes. Sunny. Is it still? Can we do that, Craig, for the next, I guess tomorrow night we'll check in. Is it still going to be sunny and 80?
I think you should do that every half hour, and Mark Ratchet would be very right on top of it for you.
Mark Ratchet, is that his name?
That's him, and he's looking at me right now, and I think it's a smile.
Do you think every half an hour is too long? Should we go 15 minutes here?
Oh, they're suggesting maybe 15 minutes, Mark.
Yes.
You know, things do change in Chicago, so 15 minutes is probably more realistic.
It's still going to be nice. The National Weather Service.
Bathroom breaks around that.
I'm still trying to think what Mark and Gino actually do when there's like nothing to do at the National Weather Channel.
We will find out. Service. We will find out when we call every 15 minutes.
Where are you?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Mark will be answering your phone calls every 15 minutes.
Go ahead.
Where are you, Gino? Where?
We're in Romeoville, Illinois.
Okay.
No, right on the Lewis University campus here.
How do you know it wasn't an undisclosed location and that you weren't supposed to ask
he
that?
Would but have he said that.
He's kind enough. He feels under pressure on the radio.
Or he made something up.
Maybe.
I figured out to deter all the people who are very curious and make up a fake location.
I love this.
In reality, we're at the base of Willis Tower.
See? And now he's a moving target.
I love this born identity, National Weather Service.
They're just in a van roaming around with a little satellite on
the top. Damn it, man. It's hail, man. It's hail!
So, again, to warn our listeners, it's going to be sunny, low humidity, light breezes all weekend. It's a perfect barbecue weather. What else would you recommend people do? Maybe a little bit of sailing?
Oh, yeah, great weather to get on the lake. I would recommend people hit the lakefront to go for a bike ride, but that's probably what I'll be doing before work. So
don't
if
make
I could wait till after 3 when I'm at work. That'd be great.
All right, the National Weather Service has put out an alert that please leave the bike paths open for Gino Izzy. So that he can have a...
Just until 3 o'clock. After 3, it's all theirs.
After 3, it's all clear. All clear after 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
Well, Gino, thank you so much for taking your time out to let us know.
I hope you guys get the weekend off and enjoy it.
I hope you get some chance to get out there, enjoy your bike, your biking. And we will talk to you again when it's nice and when it's not.
Okay, and I'll make sure Mark's ready to go in about 15 minutes for the next hit.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much. I promised them that when great weather was coming along, we would call them.
That is awesome. Okay. Gino sounds great.
He sounded fantastic.
Do you know Gino?
I don't know if we've spoken to him before. It's always somebody, whoever's on.
It's usually Mark, apparently.
Sometimes it's Mark. So, yes, I have promised them because we always make bad weather so dramatic. You know, there's graphics and, you know, there's like buzzers going off in the studio.
Well, you need that music. You need the bum, 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 bum. This is a weather report.
We're just going to record that and use it every time, if you don't mind, if that works for you. So I was asking before the break if you can take – are there like hot button issues that you can take out of the argument that would change things politically? And I say this – I have to tell you, earlier today, Steve was listening to this station. He was listening to Ro Khan, and Ro was talking about Hillary lying again, and Steve was yelling at the radio. And I was sitting there, and I was like, this must be what it's like in other people's houses when I'm on the air.
Sure.
And there's a spouse just yelling at the radio. And I suddenly felt very sorry. Because the only person that suffers is not the radio host, but the spouse that just wants to nap or watch television or listen to the show.
Steve felt so alive at that moment.
He was just yelling from other rooms. He's like, what are you talking about? The FBI just said under oath that she... And he's like yelling at the radio. So are there hot button issues that you can... So I mentioned abortion. If abortion was not a political issue, would that change the landscape of the way people vote? I mean, I know you said it wouldn't change it for you.
Well, not a lot. I mean, it's an issue, but it's not the top five. I mean, it really is. I know my Catholic...
What are your top five?
Oh, I have to get the list.
That would have been horrible.
Oh, boy. We almost had hot beads. I'm not even sure what the hell those are for.
We're fine. Everything's fine.
I'd say the economy is number one, how you're going to manage that. I would say I don't want my kids sent to war. That'd be number two.
National security.
Right. Number three would be security, just national security. And,
okay.
And
All right, yours are econ. Go ahead.
Econ, but yeah, economic issues are always the most important because those are the things that drive history.
So number two is not sending your son to war or your sons
any,
to war.
Any sons or daughters to
so
war.
So how is that different than national security? I'm just curious.
Well, I would say internal security is what I was getting for number three.
Oh, number three is internal security.
Like okay. Homeland security, which I hate. It sounds like something from...
Okay. I have to find out what mine are because I'm not entirely... Okay, so that's no sons... So war is one of your concerns.
What is it good for?
What?
Absolutely nothing.
Number four?
Say it again. Uh-huh. Gosh, what is... I don't know what number four would be.
Well, I mean, the reason I had brought up abortion was you had drawn some very specific and graphic images when mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood was accused of selling parts, and that's why I thought it was something because I haven't seen as I mean I think for you
well,
I've seen
issue,
I've
but...
seen cultural issues be very important to you when it, whether it was gay marriage, you know, the discrimination. I think that's feel passionately.
Yeah, that'd be in the top five. Discrimination against anybody
right.
for anything is okay. just preposterous. Mm-hmm. It's so yeah, freedom.
So discrimination and freedom are the
separate? Same things. Well, same
I think
thing.
So, too. Yeah.
So, and freedom okay. of speech and stuff like that.
Okay, unless it's a religion and Gary Johnson is...
I'm going to have to read that. I'm not aware of it. I'm just saying.
No, it's all right. I'm just saying as well. You asked me to find
I'm just saying. You're just saying. We're just saying.
We're just saying.
Which is good because it's
right. Oh, we have a crowd.
We do.
You should all stick around. We're going... Well, I don't know if the children should be here for this. We're going to... Yeah, maybe not.
Can they hear you out there now?
Yes, they can hear us right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to get waxed, people.
Yeah, he's going to get his back waxed. That's not really
just,
something the kids should
hopefully
see.
Hopefully it's just
yeah.
a wax.
Yeah, he's like, you don't want to do it. You see that wave?
Oh, really?
It sounds crazy.
All right.
Should he get his... She gives you a big thumbs up.
All right.
This young girl says that you should definitely
okay.
do it. We've been told, we're going to find out after the news, that I may have my inside of my nose waxed,
I think
Craig.
We're all going to do that.
That sounds like something. We're all going to do it?
I'm doing
Craig,
it.
Would you like the inside of your nose waxed?
Are we being serious right now?
Rob Martier, would you have the inside of your nose waxed? I have beers down here.
We have beer. Come down. Yeah, Esmeralda and Rob, let's all do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get your nose waxed.
Let me put it to you this
Come
way.
On.
One time I made a very, very bad decision in trying to pull one of those hairs from said nose.
Uh-huh.
And it brought tears to my eyes. So, no, I would not have my nose hairs
You're not
waxed.
Supposed to pull them out individually.
Well, collectively, you think it's going to be any better?
Yes.
Rob,
it's going to
hurt more.
Rob,
look,
everybody in the room just nodded yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
Wait, though, Rob. If everybody else does it, you've got to do it.
I don't think so.
Yes,
yeah.
you do.
No, you do. Yes.
That's the rule.
No.
See, I like standing on the bridge. I'll watch you guys jump off.
Esmeralda?
I no comment. I don't want to say.
I do think it's funny that everybody else was like, yes, if you pull the nose hairs out in clumps, it's not as painful as if you pull them out one by one. Yes, Rob, that would be the case.
It feels like an accomplishment.
I feel like I should. Do you don't use like a nose hair trimmer? No, Rob? All right, just a second. Nose hair trimmers are very efficient.
No, actually, you know what I have? I have a pair of these scissors, but they have rounded edges so they don't poke when I stick it up there. And that's how I get them.
Could you please timestamp that?
Oh, for sure.
We have time to get that to Dan Shagru, please. All right, That was at about 11:28.
I cannot stand men, my brethren, with the hair sticking out. Man, it's just do something about that, will you?
Well, that's what we're proposing tonight.
Yes, that's what we're...
Yeah, I know, but I'm not getting them waxed.
We have common ground, a Democrat, a Republican, liberals, conservatives coming together.
Trim them up.
This is a beautiful
moment. Rob, how long have you been in radio?
Long time.
How many times has someone offered to do a live nose waxing for you?
Not once.
Okay. Just on novelty, you should do it.
Historical moment on WGN radio.
Not happening.
I don't know. I'm sure somewhere in the archives we could probably find somebody else who's been offered to have their nose waxed. I just have to believe that Wally Phillips... It had to have come across at some moment in the studio. I mean, Wally was—he was a funny guy, and so was Roy Leonard. I don't know. Roy was sort of above it all, right? But I think that he would have, when the mics were off, he'd been like, "Yeah, that sounds like a good idea."
When the mics went off, the nose hair came on. The nose hair wax came on.
I feel bad that I said that. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Last summer, when Donald Trump announced his candidacy, I said, this guy's going to be our candidate. This guy's going to be the Republican Party's nominee for the... And I didn't say it right away, but I said, I started out saying, take this seriously. Take this this candidacy seriously. And then people started making comments like he wasn't going to make it to the first debate, that he wasn't going to do well, he was going to drop out after the first debate, or that his numbers would go down. And I disagreed on every single point.
Yes.
And Scott Stantis and I started taking
genius.
Bets. And so the first bet we had, I think the first one was you would play your flute.
Yes.
And I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean, for real, he would play the flute in his high school football uniform on Michigan Avenue outside the Showcase Studio windows. And then when you lost another bet, which I believe it was not that he would be the candidate, but that he would continue to lead in the numbers, that he would be the number one. He would rise to the top.
You know what it was? I think it was following, there was a reporter, I think for the Washington Post, is it, who has some disability. And he made fun of it. I thought, okay. And I came on the show that night and said, that's it. It's over. I mean, it just shows the kind of man he is. It's over. And you said, no.
And, you know, for that one, the reason I said no is because the audience laughed and clapped when he did that. So to me, in the room, like that people would shun that kind of behavior, I would think. And people that I know, if they saw someone make fun of my son in the same manner, would tell that person to stop, would get in the middle, throw themselves at that person, and people were not reacting that way. And even people that I know would stand up for my son Declan would want that to end. Did not feel they supported him. I'm like, I don't even know what we're dealing with right now. So that's why we had that bet, and we stopped taking bets because, I mean, really, where do we go from we're going to wax stuff? So once he became the nominee, I realized we needed to start cashing in on
yes,
some of these bets.
Yeah, you do.
And we asked around, we asked our listeners, we asked up in the newsroom, we asked in traffic what we should wax. Now, you have wanted to have your back waxed anyway. Why is that?
It's because, well, Janine, my wife, who I love above all others, mm-hmm. has never complained about it ever.
Okay.
But I take showers, I'm like scrubbing, I go, oh God. She touches that? What's wrong with her?
Aw, that's fine. She loves you.
I know she does.
It's part of the aging process.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Okay. I just have patches, and you get out and you look in the mirror, and there's patches of hair in the shapes of third world countries. You know, oh, look, Latvia. You know, it's like.
All right, maybe that turns her on. Have you asked her how she felt about it?
She says she doesn't care.
Okay. She doesn't care. She didn't say it's okay.
Yes.
Or it's fine. Or you look great. She didn't say you look great, which is what you're looking for. Aren't we all?
Well, I just don't. Yeah, it's okay. That's never,
That's never.
You know, you're married. It's okay.
Well, Steve will say not my favorite thing on you, or I've seen you look better. Maybe something along those lines. He'll say something like that. So, so Taylor and Adriana from Trim Wax. Not Trim and Wax. Is it Trim Wax? Is the name? So all you do is waxing as estheticians.
Yeah.
The whole service is just waxing.
Yep. Just the salon is just waxing.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have to come see you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So, how frequent do you get men in your salon? How frequently?
We get a lot of men. A fair amount. I think our business is definitely geared toward women, mm-hmm. but definitely men are getting into it, and they're getting into personal grooming.
As they should be.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Not a bad thing.
She says it as a woman who knows, as they should be. Craig and Scott seem to be surprised that there are more men who are taking, as women get Brazilians, what do you call it for men when they decide to take all that hair off as well?
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Manzillion.
Manzillion?
Manzillion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I might get that just because of the name.
I am surprised at part of that. The part
that sounds pretty majestic.
That does sound like a place, doesn't it? I'm going to Manzillion now.
I can imagine the talk because I, from my perspective and my familiarity with that, those body parts, it would seem as though because the skin is like when you pull something off of it, it comes with it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Ask her; she does those.
Okay,
I do. I think it's a little interesting. I think a lot of times people want to ask, do you ask this part too? You know, and the answer is yes. You can, if it has hair, pretty much you can wax it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that much different, from waxing a woman.
Right.
But
because they do get into the folds.
I'll
go ahead and be specific myself. Because I do have that. I get a Brazilian every 4 to 5 weeks. Sometimes I need it every 3, but it depends. If I have to go to the pool and I don't want the children to run away from me, Mommy, there's a tarantula coming out of her bathing suit. I try to make sure I don't scare people. So Manzillions, Brazilians, we've learned that you also do nose waxing, which none of us knew about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All of us except for Rob Tier.
Rob Tier. Are we just blending words?
Yeah.
Are we just blending words?
Rob Tier.
Rob Tier. Rob Martier will be refraining. And I believe Esmeralda is not volunteering to do that either.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, she will not be doing
that. Yeah, no.
So we did put it to our listeners. Esmeralda, do you remember what the results were from our quiz, our poll from the listeners as to what we should wax on Scott? Do you remember?
I don't.
Craig, should you tell him or should I tell him the news?
I would like you to tell him.
Okay. The so what we came down to was because we were trying to think, you know, like the four, like the, you know, your calves maybe because that's a little painful, right? And maybe arms or something like that. The listeners have chosen one thigh and one armpit.
What the hell? Sure.
Oh, it's so exciting.
How high up the thigh do we go? Because these are these. I have really big thighs.
The
and these,
shin.
I also did vote that we don't complete the waxing. Sensitive. We just do like a part of it.
The ankle.
Oh, inner thigh. Wait. We're just doing a part. Amazing. I go to the gym. This is going to look okay. I don't care.
Great.
I really don't care.
Look fresh and
I'm a 57-year-old man. No one's looking my way.
Warren Price, who's going to be on a little bit, thinks that we should do his initials somehow. Make Scott's initials and hair.
I think
No. But wait. Can I stop you right there and say that my initials are SS and my Jewish friends?
Yes. No. Please don't do that. Yes. What's your middle? What's your middle initial?
Brian.
So SBS.
So no, I'm not going to have BS on my.
Such BS. I love it.
Why not? That's great.
Not which.
No, I would imagine. So when people want designs, do you have to use like a stencil? Do you or how do
oh,
you?
Oh wait. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. There's. I don't
we
know.
Don't get that very often. No. Usually it's like a triangle or a strip. We're good.
Nobody wants like a lightning bolt. They're not doing heart shapes.
Oh, like
I've done a lightning bolt once, and I've See? Also done you a did? Circle. Yes.
I love how he laughed at me like I'm crazy.
The circle is annoying.
Right, because how are you supposed to get spherical?
Exactly. Hair grows down.
Yeah.
Wait.
They wanted a circle. A circle of hair.
A circle of hair.
Can I ask why? Was there other than...
Personal preference, I guess.
Something different.
The reason I've gotten was they believed that it looked more natural. which was exactly my reaction.
did you want to like pull out magazines and show them? I mean, I guess not magazines. There's no, I don't know where they're showing that anymore.
Because, a lookbook?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, that would be the best. By the way, for those who don't know, explain what a lookbook is.
Like when you go to the hair salon, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I want this style today.
Right.
I don't think they do that for Brazilians.
They have. There has to be a lookbook for Brazilians.
We have that funky little book. We should have brought that.
Because I know there are often their charts. I remember I was given a slip of paper at a like a fundraiser or something. They were auctioning off Brazilians, and you could get like there were different like the landing strip, mm-hmm. and the different
triangle.
Names for it. The Bermuda Triangle, right? Because men want to get lost in there. Okay, so we are going to do one good question here is depending on how long the armpit hair, that could be really painful because that's the longer it is, the more it hurts.
Isn't it supposed to be you told me once it was the length of a grain of rice.
Yeah, you want to do See?
That's actually a little bit better when it's a little bit longer. When it's too short, it's too hard for the wax to pull.
To grip it.
Mm-hmm. To grip it.
Grip it and rip it.
Oh,
jeez. We can take a break and set this up.
All right.
I don't know who's enjoying this more, Craig or Matt. Who is Matt? Did Matt come along with you?
Yeah, Taylor? My fiance.
Yes. Aw, what a cute couple. Mm-hmm. All right. We are going to catch up with Taylor and Adriana in just a little bit as they set up for Scott's impending cashing in on his bet. We don't even really have a title for this segment, really. Just rip
Scott
it and rip
screaming.
It. Grip it and rip it. Scott screaming. Screaming Scott after this on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. That's all the music I had for that moment. Because it's very dramatic down here, Esmeralda. We are on Facebook Live for those of you who want to watch this in real time. You can watch us on WGNRadio.com, but we're also on our Facebook page, WGN Radio, doing a live video of Scott Santas getting body parts waxed because he lost a bet last. Oh, God, you look so serious. How are you doing, Scott? Is his mic on? Which mic is that? Mic one. Let's go ahead and... Okay, Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yes, you look very relaxed. It seems like the kind of table where you would get a massage, but that's not quite what's happening to you.
What?
Oh! Is that how? There you go. That okay. was the first one.
Yeah.
That was. Good. Yeah. She took off a strip already. She gripped it and ripped it.
Am I supposed to scream at this point?
No.
Can I see?
Oh, yeah. Look how smooth. How you doing, Warren?
I'm doing great. This is hilarious.
We have Warren Price from European and U.S. Auto Body in studio.
I wonder if I could do this with grease and oil in an engine.
I don't know. So she is taking care of his waxing right now. Warren, have you ever had any of your body parts waxed?
Not yet.
Is it something you're considering now?
Well, actually, that's very funny. I remember watching someone at a bachelor party that was getting waxed.
Yes.
And it was quite interesting.
It was quite interesting?
It was quite interesting, yes.
Well, he seems to be handling it very well. Oh, she has spread the wax.
Well, he's got that rubber piece in his mouth, so when he grips it, he doesn't feel the pain.
Do you want to bite down on something? You're fine. No, it's not healthy to do that. I think it's actually more dangerous for you to bite down on something. Why? Yeah, because you could hurt your jaw. Oh, there are people outside the showcase studio.
There's their standing room.
We are getting a crowd now. See, this is great. Oh, and they're
taking
flash.
Pictures.
So go to WGNradio.com. You can watch the live stream or go to our Facebook page. Are you okay? I think she's being very conscientious of your privacy.
You know what's weird? Okay, this does not. Yes. I thought this would be excruciating.
Yes.
And I am. It's not yet. So, is it going to get?
Excruciating?
I think the thigh is an easy spot.
The thigh is an easy spot.
Okay, she wants to go down to the calf, though.
Well, if you're up for that.
That hurt.
What does it feel like?
Someone pulling out a bunch of hair is just what it feels.
There you go. Oh.
Yeah, that one hurt, too. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
When she does, and the nice thing is she's so quick about it. She doesn't ask you, are you ready? She just does it.
Oh, I like that.
The element. Fearless. Yeah, she's.
The element of surprise.
Yeah.
Holy crap. What's that?
I'm not going to come feel your thigh. I maybe later, after a couple more beers, maybe we'll all feel your thigh. Oh, man.
He's
very excited about it. And this is how we lose bets at WGN Radio. This is something you may do on a regular basis. I may have opened up your world.
We're going to do the back right, we're going to do the armpit, and we're going to do the nose.
Taylor's like, how much time have I got?
I'm going to be like a hairless ape here. It's going to be awesome.
A hairless ape?
Sapien.
I thought I wasn't sure if he said hairless ape and was.
Well, there's a great
words.
Comic strip called Sherman's Lagoon, and the sharks call us the hairless beach apes.
Okay.
Which I think it's hilarious.
Well, you look very comfortable, despite the fact that she's ripping out body
now,
parts.
Is this going to be
body hair?
Is this going to hurt more? We're going to find out.
Yeah,
let's find out, kids. Come on, threshold? We'll make a night of it.
How is it going to change things for you to know whether or not it hurts?
It really won't.
It won't change anything. It's just see.
No, that's not. This really isn't that bad.
Yeah. See, you have a high tolerance.
Wait till you get to a tender spot.
I don't though. That's
your basque. You have a very high tolerance for pain. Yes.
It's our thick legs.
That's what my esthetician said.
It takes so long.
My esthetician said to me, she goes, you have a really high tolerance for pain. And I'm like, I've pushed two babies out of there. I'm fine. Go ahead. I can handle
this. They say women have, a 10 times higher threshold of pain. Is that true? I mean, you wax women and men.
That's no, true. I don't know if there's a statistic.
Well, isn't the old saying that the women were made to feel the pain and men were made to suffer?
Oh, I see. Yes. To feel it. Oh, we feel it and you just whine about it.
Yeah, kind of. That's a Bob Marley thing,
Warren. While we allow, we can't spend the whole time talking to Scott while he's prone while having a body hair ripped from his body. Craig is going to go ahead and keep videotaping that for our Facebook page. We are FB Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You know what? One of the things I was wondering about. We talked a little bit about this the last time you were in studio as a mechanic, as somebody who runs an auto body and car repair shop. What are some of the ways people can help themselves when they come to get their car evaluated? Because we're mostly cynical, we're suspicious. We think that the mechanics are trying to, they're trying to pull one over on us. And maybe that's true in some places. But what's the best way to approach a situation as getting your car fixed?
Well, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. So if you know if you at least study up on what you've got going and have an idea and keep a record of the services that you've had done,
are
going to have done, need to be done. There's things that you go to dealerships and they give you a list of items that you need
to be
done.
Keep all that paperwork.
And there's things there that you don't need. The factory comes out with a list of items. Inspection 106, 1,600 miles, 16,000 miles, 15,000 miles. And there's lists are long with these little check boxes. All the check boxes don't need to be checked.
Right.
They need to be checked, but
that's
they don't
all factory
need to be
issue.
Done.
Those lists are all factory.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't necessarily need to be done.
Do you find out what has to be done?
You find out that you've got a good technician.
Mm-hmm. An honest technician.
Like someone who's not going to go down that list and hit you for everything that you got because you don't need to do that all.
And by the way, speaking of doing it all, she's at the kneecap.
Ow, that hurt me.
She just ripped the hair off of his kneecap. Why would the knee hurt more? Is it because of the bone? Because there's more nerve? The skin is a little different on the kneecap?
Nerves.
How are you doing there, Scott?
I'm good.
You're good? Excellent. You look very shiny on your thigh, on your upper thigh. It's very smooth.
This is really, this is interesting.
Can you remember your thighs being, have you ever shaved your legs for anything?
No.
I have.
You see?
Yeah,
for
surgery and for wrapping my ankles for football.
Right, there you go. Yeah. For athletes often have to shave, whether it's for swimming, for running. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Swimmers, they want to be, they want to glide better.
Swimmers do it on their head.
Yeah, they shave everything. They shave everything. How you doing there, Scott? It looks good. It looks very nice.
It looks great. I think we should try his underarms.
He really has pretty legs.
You have to take your shirt off. Yeah. Does it, well, he can open his shirt. He has a button shirt.
Well, so maybe like a couple strips on the chest.
No.
It'll grow back fast. I know
his crowd has left. Esmeralda, I wish you could come down here and enjoy the scenery. Scott's about to remove his shirt.
I'm excited for the scream.
The screaming?
When
yeah.
he gets the underarm.
Man. Yeah. You, look at you.
I like this.
You look fantastic. This is very nice.
You look great.
Yeah, just one leg. Yeah. I want to know if anyone at your health club notices that you've done just one leg. And don't tell Jeannie until, you know, don't tell her that we did this to you. I want to see if she notices. Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah, but you didn't say one thigh and one armpit.
No.
I want it to be a surprise for her. I think that'll be...
Do you think this will be a pleasant surprise?
I think it'll be...
She might like it.
It's funny. She just might like one side of you more than the other. That's all.
All right.
If you had to have something waxed, what do you think you would have waxed, Warren?
When I heard nose, I would go nose.
You go nose?
I would go ears.
Do you
do ears?
I'm sure that they do.
Yeah, we can do ears.
You do ears? Okay.
Yeah, that's great, too.
You know, sometimes I've seen people with, you know, braids coming out of their ears.
That's a little intense.
Well, that's long hair.
Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would consider doing other parts of the body.
Okay. This
would you? Well, because it makes, I would think that taking care of that part of the body makes other objects appear larger.
Agreed.
I've been told. Scott, how are you doing? He has nice. You don't have like, it's not thick and dense, right? Aren't you surprised?
Yeah.
I mean, not because the rest of your body would indicate that perhaps that would be a forest.
I understand.
But I'm just saying, your armpit, you're going to be just fine. This is not going to be bad at all.
Have you done this?
No. Esmeralda does her armpits, though. I'm sorry, Esmeralda. I just wax them.
Give me some advice. What, all right, well, I sugar them.
He wants to know if you have any advice.
Tell me about sugar. Tell me.
She sugars them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I make my own stuff and I. No, you just pull and it's,
Yeah.
You just suck it up.
Just rip. Grip and rip.
Grip and rip, yeah.
Just say it. All right, Scott, here we go. She's
time for the pitch.
She's slathering on the wax.
What's that?
Have you ever shaved your armpits?
No.
No.
Oh.
She sounds like.
Why do you sound surprised?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that look painful?
Yeah, it's,
well, I don't know how warm the wax is.
Oh, it's not that hot.
No?
It actually feels
now,
really
I've
nice.
Done paraffin. It's very soothing. I've done paraffin on my hands and my feet.
Similar.
Yeah, and then cover it with plastic and pull them off. That feels really good.
Yeah. We have another crowd. I don't know how they know to come over here, but they have found you.
Ready for the scream? Here
it
comes.
Okay, Scott has...
That one hurt. Okay. A little bit.
All right, Scott is preparing himself for more pain. There you go.
Okay,
look.
Okay, I'll tell you where they are in the underground. It just make it stop.
So you're saying this is better than waterboarding? Yeah, there you go. See, she did a very nice job. I think it looks very good. There's a little left.
On the right, there's a little left.
She's got to get the rest of it.
Yeah, let's be thorough.
Okay, here she is slathering on the wax.
Well, that's what's weird is that, you know, you get to a certain age and the back hair now is starting to connect with other parts. And I think that's what you're finding.
Can't wait to see that. That's really
she's
painting
the
picture. Here we go. She is laying the strip down.
Alrighty.
She's smoothing it over. And she ripped it. He's become speechless. You didn't even. Oh.
There are tears coming down his eyes.
Very pink.
Tense up.
No, you're fine. I'll hold your skin.
Yeah, she'll hold it. There you go.
That's fun.
Yeah, you're all clear.
I will say, at least for me, it is super satisfying to see all the hair on the strip.
Oh, do you want to show him the hair? We wouldn't want to put that on camera, but you can show.
Now, you say every guy who has this done asks, "Is it bleeding?
Oh yeah.
Is this bleeding?
Oh yeah.
It is?
You know that too, Adrian.
Are you breathing? No, is he bleeding? No, you're not bleeding at all.
I said, is this bleeding? You go, oh, yeah.
But it's okay if you bleed a little at the follicle.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, no, you're not bleeding at all. I swear you're not bleeding.
Just at that little nib where it comes up.
It's just pink.
Yeah, because your hair's never been pulled
from the roof.
Never.
He's going to be touching himself. He's going to be touching himself all night.
This patch of hair is actually connected.
I don't see any hair.
It's like...
He's overreacting. You're doing just well. You're doing very well.
Yeah, he's doing great.
I feel like I'm almost giving you a treat rather than punishing you with this bet that you've lost.
This is kind of like a spa. Okay.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
I know. We should dim the lights a little bit for him.
Bit
should we do some music?
I don't know what kind of music. I don't have anything. I don't know. Let's see how this sounds. Is this No, it's too. No, I don't have any soothing music for this.
Oh,
okay, it's time for the back, folks. Here we go.
Oh, here we go. A little U2. That's a little soothing, isn't it? I don't think you can hear any of that. No, that's not really...
Oh, that feels so weird.
What feels weird?
The pit.
Lying on a sheet where there's no hair between me and...
No cush.
All right, we have to. We're going to move along to the news in just a little bit while Taylor and Adriana continue. What are you laughing? What's happening? What happened?
He's laughing at me.
Oh, he's not. He's enjoying the situation.
He's laughing with me.
He's glad that it's not him. Yes. Matt, have you ever? You've done your armpits as a swimmer. I'm sure you've never done. No, he doesn't. That happened. Rob, are you sure you don't want to stop down here on the way?
Absolutely positive. You know, if Craig goes ahead and does it, I might think about it.
All right, if Craig does it, he'll think about
it. Yeah, we want to see it first on Craig.
What's he doing?
Their nose hairs.
Yeah.
Their nose hairs. All right. Let's get back to business. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us is the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey, as well as the owner, proprietor, and mechanic extraordinaire, Warren Price, of European and U.S. Auto at Irving and Broadway. It's on Broadway.
4080
Broadway. Scott Santis is lying prone on a table, having hair ripped off of his body. John Tatey is wondering what he walked into. And what you've learned is never bet against me. Don't bet. This is not a bet I actually am gleeful about winning, except for in this regard.
You look a little gleeful right now.
You
have a glow about you.
A little pumped. I'm a little pumped. I mean, there's something to being, you know, there's certainly some joy in being right. I mean, do you ever have those moments where you're like, but saying that Donald Trump would be the nominee for the Republican Party is
not something,
something
you're happy
in. Yeah, I'm not reveling in that. But I also sense that that was the way things were going. Yeah. November was that last year.
So this is a little consolation prize. At least you derive some joy from it.
Yes, I do derive some joy from. Have you ever had any parts of your body waxed?
I've seen that scene. I can't say as I have now that you mention it.
Well, they do a great job, and they serve clients that are male and female. So if you
they
ever think
do. I love watching them wax someone else.
Well, and aesthetically, there you know when you look at models in magazines, obviously women being hairless, aside from long flowing locks, there tends to be no hair anywhere. We're expected to have no hair on our knuckles, on our arms.
Did you read the reports recently about the percentage of young women who get bikini waxes?
I'm going to go with 85%.
Trim, not all waxing, but also just trimming I think it was 80 to 85%. And
that sounds
I was
right.
astonished by that.
Mm-hmm. The other 15 are too busy with other things.
Getting an education.
There you go. Just other things. Working hard.
You know, it's after midnight, Patty, so I hope you don't mind. I think a real man likes a little growth down there.
I think it depends on the man.
It depends on the man, sure.
Choices.
I'm going to say this, and I'm making an assumption about you. I don't see you as, this is very personal and I should say it off the air, but I think there are men who watch a lot of porn who prefer hairless. I think it's an aesthetic that they see so much of that's, you know, constant because they are watching, you know, volumes of it.
Yeah.
When necessary, and hopefully in a healthy way, in a way that does not become obsessive. But because that is the norm and actually the only type of I rarely ever see a woman in porn that has any hair down there.
The availability of visual aids that are out there today make it much easier for you to have the persona of what I'm trying to really watch my
I'm not sure where you're going. I'm
trying to be careful.
I'm watching this unravel in front of my very eyes.
We're talking sentence about of complete euphemisms.
Yes. So you, if you get my drift.
I don't think I do.
Not even in the least.
People, they have choices, and a lot of people like cleanliness.
Right.
There's nothing unclean about hair.
It's smoothness and cleanliness. I mean, because you can be clean and have hair.
True.
Like saying.
But it's that. Okay. Where there's nothing there. It makes it just like, wow, it's
okay.
Pure.
I just we're gonna go ahead and turn Warren's mic off until we talk about cars again. I think is what right there.
Warren, what are you talking
about? I don't know. It's a different segment. That's a different segment altogether. John, you've been traveling a little bit. Can we talk about where you've been, or do you want to?
I was
save
in beautiful
it?
Miami.
You were. And as I mentioned,
it's hot as Hades down there.
It's very hot. Someone told me the other day that they had just come back from Florida and we had nothing to complain about the heat here. I don't think that's necessarily true.
That's not true.
If you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
Right?
It was pretty hot today.
It was very hot. It was 91 today.
It wasn't as hot as a couple of weekends ago when, as soon as I stepped outside, my glasses fogged up.
Yeah, that's
which
hot.
I guess that's the humidity, too.
Well,
well that
coming...
was a thing that was killer in Miami.
Wow, well, so they're still working on his back. How much hair did he have on? Taylor's like, I need to take a break. Do we have any water for Taylor?
The back looks great from here. I mean, this is a porn-ready back.
Thank God this is radio.
Yes. Yeah, we've turned the Facebook Live video off as well. But we are still on WGNRadio.com if you want to watch the live stream. But you were saying that it was hot a few weeks ago. I mean, hot is hot. It's humid here.
Yeah. I think Chicago hot is pretty stifling. I think we get to complain.
Yeah, I think we do as
well. It's 110 in the shop.
Is it really?
Oh, yep. Is that so?
Yeah.
How do you make sure that
mechanics?
We keep moving. We have these large fans that we keep moving air. And we keep everybody hydrated.
He has a massive, massive shop. I mean, it's like a block.
I've
deep.
Seen it. I know which one you're talking
yes,
about. Yeah.
It's a great place.
Didn't you have your office on Lincoln?
Ours now it's
and
on
Cornelia?
Franklin.
Wasn't it on Cornelia and Lincoln? Or some, the Onion?
Maybe a long time ago.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Okay, because it was.
Hmm. Okay, I believe you, Warren.
Maybe it was the restaurant.
The AV Club?
No.
No.
There's a thing called the Onion over there.
Okay.
Huh.
In the past.
I believe you.
I'm older.
He's thinking about getting waxed.
That's Warren's mind is on the waxing.
Yes, it's all. If I could just get my, if I could get something waxed. How have you been? How is your summer going with Leo and your wife?
Oh, my God. I am loving fatherhood, Patty. It is, he's now crawling, just the first crawling. We had the baby proofer come in today, like a baby proofing expert.
A consultant.
To look at the house and tell us what to do. And it's a lot of stuff. It's basically he walks through the house and says, this will kill your baby. Oh, your baby will kill himself on this. This is pure death over here, this cord hanging out. And it's just, it makes you feel terrible as a parent.
You shouldn't be shamed. Just, you know, give you some tips.
It's hard to avoid being shamed when it's just telling you, oh, that's bad.
Wow.
It was.
That's like a mechanic telling you got to get everything fixed.
Plus, he was kind of a.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen my steak knives in 12 years, okay? Let me tell you something. All the baby proofing in the world, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, and he was kind of a, he was good, but he was kind of a smart ass about it. So, like, he didn't just say, like, you should keep your cords 3 feet from the crib. He said, cord should be 36 inches from the crib. How did you do here?
And he pointed so he's like testing you.
He's like and I was like, well, the cord for the baby monitor is right next to the crib. Yes, so we did very poorly on that test.
Yeah.
So there was some humiliation involved.
And so with the evaluation, you pay for the evaluation, and then they offer their services.
He comes out free, and then they offer to do the more, like you can do whatever yourself. He says you can do it all yourself, but he offers to install the gates and the more work intensive stuff.
Are you going to use this service in particular?
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it. His. I'm just saying, I would punish him.
He was a nice guy. Yeah, I felt like punishing him a little bit, but he was a nice guy overall.
I'm just saying, I take my business somewhere else.
He thought it was funny, you know. Yeah. He thought it was a little shtick, and it was more.
Did you set him straight?
No, I was mostly polite to him.
Because I don't see the reason of being shamed about. You know, look, you're a first time parent. You walk through your house. I'm sure I didn't do most of those things.
Yeah.
We take
good care. We keep an eye on them.
We put doorknob covers. We use doorknob covers. I tried using like corner bumpers, you know, for like sharp corners on those tables.
The funny thing, he didn't mention anything about that.
Yeah. Well.
What about the plugs?
That was a big thing.
Plug covers, definitely. Yeah.
No caps, he said. You got to put
slide them in.
The sliding safety
we have one of those.
Plate. Do you
know
what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
you put it on a new plate, and then you have to slide it open in order to put an outlet.
It slides in, you have to lift up to plug in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have twin girls.
Oh, how old are they?
Well, now they're 14.
Oh, well, congratulations anyway.
So I lived through what you did.
So he hasn't seen his steak knives in 14 years.
Well, the girls' wounds have healed.
More after this on 720 WGN. Scott, how you doing?
Oh, look at this.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me is the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey. Also joining us is Warren Price of European... And U.S. Auto.
Car service.
I've heard it both ways. at 4080 North Broadway, right over by there, Irving and Broadway. Scott Santis is he's finished being waxed. Most of his body parts. I didn't even see you. You have no hair. We're doing nostrils later, but we have to get some coffee stirrers. Are there none in the green room? Can you check and see if there's some on the? There should be some because we have a coffee machine.
You're so businesslike. You're like a drill sergeant over here with the waxing. Don't go anywhere. We need to get those nostrils.
Well, we're all kind of interested in getting our nostrils done. Do you have any interest in getting?
I have a little electric trimmer thing that I use for my nostrils.
You have a little trimmer?
Yeah,
that works pretty well. But she says it's amazing. I mean, like the look on her face when she says it's amazing. I'm intrigued by that.
Well, I think you want a little hair up there. I guess I'm Mr. Hair tonight. I just
a little, just leave a little something. Leave a little nose patch. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, because it's a filter.
It is a filter for
hair in there for a reason.
For allergens. We don't go too far in.
You just get the stuff that you can see. I see.
All right, then. Scott, have a seat. Dude. We have. So, John, what have you been up to at the AV Club? What are your folks? I know that you've been doing some more Facebook Live videos that, you know, people can join in and see what's going on over
the
offices.
Yeah, we love the Facebook Live. We're doing a bunch of taste tests. They tasted some cookies today. Chips Ahoy Thins. Did you know this was a thing that exists?
I did not know.
Chips Ahoy. Probably our nation's most mediocre chocolate chip cookie.
But they're so good in milk. I used to love them with orange juice, actually. Is that weird?
No, weird. I can see that being good.
Really good. Yeah.
What do you need?
Yeah, do you need that beer? Do you need he needs a he needs an antiseptic for his
There's someone over here just pointing.
He needs a number. He needs some more numbing. So Chips Ahoy. I like them with orange
juice. Chips Ahoy Thins. They're pretty good.
Are they really? Are they crispy?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you would hope.
Do they retain the milk?
No, my guess is if they're thin, they don't.
They do. Yeah,
do
sure.
They?
Yeah, you can dunk them.
Yeah, okay. Duncan's the dream.
That's living the dream, Warren.
Living the dream. Hairless and Duncan. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know what the baseline is.
Can I ask Warren a question?
Yeah, please.
Did you say it was European and U.S. Mm-hmm. car service?
Yes.
So if somebody drives up in a Toyota, you're just like, get out.
Not a chance.
Because I see what you're saying.
When I started in the business, I bought the company, and it was European U.S. car service. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to change it to Eurasian and U.S. car service.
There you go.
Can't you just call it whatever you got?
What you got, bring it
whatever
over,
you,
I fix
whatever
it.
You got, I can fix it. I mean, like, yeah, no, you got I, it, I
we
fix it.
We work on a ton of Asian cars, tons and tons.
Tons of, all right. I would imagine. Well, I have an Asian car that I bought. I bought a 2010 Toyota Prius that I absolutely love.
Oh, I thought you were referring to your Odyssey.
I have a 2005 Odyssey that I like it. I would say of all the cars I've ever owned, I've had a Honda Civic. Like a 90, I want to say.
And Accord too.
My mom had a 95 Accord that I bought from her. She has a 2007 Accord. Okay. I have the 2005 Odyssey. The Prius is my favorite car I've ever owned. And I bought it at about 115,000 miles.
Wow.
And I like it better than when I bought my CRV new. I mean, I loved it. I take it back. I loved my CRV because it was my first brand new car. Yes, Scott?
No, I was just saying, you know, the one question everyone can answer until they're dead.
Yes.
Truly, is what was your first car?
I had a 76 Toyota Corolla.
58 Chevy Biscayne, 3-speed on the column, 2-door.
I had a 93 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
93 Jeep mm-hmm. Cherokee. And how about
I
you,
I had
Scott?
A 68 Rambler American with bench seats, if you know what I'm saying.
Bench seats.
I didn't know what I was saying either.
Taylor, what's your first car?
Toyota Avalon.
Toyota Avalon, nice.
What's yeah. a good car?
I have no idea what year it was. Oh, it was okay. passed down.
It was, okay. it was a hand-me-down?
Yeah.
Adrian? So,
mine was a 2001 Dodge Neon.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
There you go. So those are all of our first cars.
Was it the Super Bowl commercial doors. That sold you? Remember that big buildup for the Dodge Neon Super Bowl commercial?
I
Maybe
don't.
I'm the only one who remembers
That's
this.
All right.
Okay, we can move on. Patty and I both have hybrids, Warren, and I always wonder when I bring it in if the techs say, oh, God, here comes this. Is it more complicated to work on a hybrid?
Well, there's certain things that you need to do with a hybrid. You need to make sure that you clean the filter for the hybrid machine. It's a cooling device, and you have to make sure that's done at least once every 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. I've learned a little bit about that over the last couple of weeks because I've had a couple of customers talk to me about that. We had a car come in with a rear-end collision. It was actually hit in the right rear, and it dislodged this cooling device for the battery, and the car was totaled because of it.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
It's very expensive, Jeez. You know, with the battery and stuff in the There's a fan back there, and the cage that the fan was in was dislodged, and it ruined
totaled
the car.
Wow, I'm going to drive a little more carefully on the way home.
Well, you just have to look out from behind.
Yeah, I have a hybrid, Jetta hybrid, Volkswagen. Yeah, I've never seen you drive your Prius to the station.
Yes, I do. I have one.
You do?
Yeah, I just bought it 2 months ago.
Oh, you just bought it?
I just bought it 2 months ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I love my car.
Oh, cool.
There have been nights when I just like, I'm going to keep driving, and I just go keep going.
You don't even know it's running.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's so much fun.
It is fun when it's real quiet.
In parking lots, though, when people are walking in the middle of the row, you know, and they don't hear me coming up behind them, and I have that moment of like, do I just wait till, because they're not picking up the pace. Get over to the side, people. You're in a parking lot. Cars are coming.
Use your horn.
I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to.
Use your horn.
Do I just pull up close enough where they feel the heat?
No. Use your horn.
I did this tonight. If there is someone in a Dodge Caravan on any one of our highways that was on the Kennedy tonight, when you swerved and nearly took me out, nearly drove me into the cement barrier, you ever have that? So you're so angry when someone almost runs into you, you can't like get off the horn.
Yes.
I'm like. Yes. I could not get off the horn.
I had one of those moments this weekend where I just didn't. It was happening so fast. I didn't have time to hit the horn. Someone took a left turn in front of me, and it was like both feet on the brake pedal type with the baby in the back. And it was really, I was shaken by it. But the whole, for minutes afterward, I was thinking like, I wish I had at least honked the horn at this SOB.
Please do one thing, everybody.
That's your regret.
Do not road rage.
No. Yeah, but do you have a man horn in that car? I mean, I can't. I just. I mean, seriously, I always have like a little.
It's definitely a European horn in the Volkswagen.
There are two horns in there. There's a high tone and a low tone.
Yeah.
How do you read? Oh, the
wait, what?
They're connected. There's two horns. There's almost in every car.
What?
What?
Yeah. How do you get the high tone?
You're lying.
Sure, I learned this on Car Talk once.
All right, Warren, for everybody, I did not know we had two tones. How do you access the two tones?
They're two different
they
horns
blow at the same time.
Oh,
they hit at the same time, but one is lower than the other.
Okay, so you can't separate. You can't like hit the.
No, they're
the
both going the same time.
That's not helpful.
So why do you only hear the high pitched, whiny one?
You hear the combination of them.
That's it. That's the best they can do.
Well, I'll put a third one in.
I was going to say, can you alter
you
the horn?
You can absolutely add a horn. You know, did you ever drive down the highway and you see a big truck and you go like this?
Yes.
And then the guy goes, wah.
Can I put that on my car?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. Is it with like a string?
Yeah, you go to a place called Sounds Good.
Sounds Good.
Get it?
It's hard not to, Warren.
There's really a place called Sounds Good.
With a Z,
Yep. And this is what they do exclusively? Or?
Well, they do a lot of things with sound.
Mm. But you can get like a horn
yes.
Get the hell out of the way.
I've never heard a car.
Or you can get the La Cucaracha if you want, I imagine.
That would be lovely.
You can get a Volkswagen that's made in Mexico.
Can I get Le Mossier? That'd be great. Being Basque French, we'd like that.
What does that sound like?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, that's threatening.
Bum, 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 bum. And then the German comes and just beats the crap out of you.
I don't know what's happening. Taylor, do you still drive the Avalon, or what do you have now?
I drive a Jeep.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it's his Jeep.
It's Matt's Jeep.
What's mine is yours.
Aww.
One, two, three. Aww.
When are you getting married?
September 10th this year.
It's right around the corner.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Are you having a bachelorette party? Bachelor parties?
Nashville, 2 weeks from now.
Oh.
Bachelor party?
Fox Lake.
All right.
She's going to Nashville.
Same
for the
weekend?
Bachelor party.
No.
No.
Okay.
Someone got to take care of the dog.
John, did you have a bachelor party?
A very tame one. We just went bowling.
Oh, that's perfect, though. Just
I
hang
think
out
so.
With the guys.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
It's a little retro. I like that.
I don't need the debauchery.
I didn't do a bachelorette party. We actually just all of us got together. Like, you know, you have the rehearsal dinner. We did like our all get together on the Thursday because people were coming in for a long weekend. It was
there
a 4th of July weekend that we got married on.
Oh, so, no. You were one of those, Patty?
Yeah. what people who are, you mean I ruined their vacation? They ruined
I hate when people have a wedding on Memorial Day or 4th of July.
I thought
weekend.
I was helping people out.
The week
out.
Before Thanksgiving. You
yes.
Know. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the worst one.
Yeah.
What was that?
I love holiday weddings.
Well, because then that way you can take time if you want to come in. If you're coming into Chicago, we have people traveling who were from here originally.
I'm going to get married on Labor
you
Day.
You have an extra day off.
I have an extra day off. You can do stuff. So you
you did until you had to go to this stupid wedding.
It's not my fault you don't like the people in your life. I had a friend.
Well, the rooms are cheaper. That's why.
The rooms are cheaper.
You get your, everything's cheaper.
It's more expensive, is what you're saying. The rooms aren't cheaper for the wedding. It wasn't.
Well, no, they don't rent those holiday.
I did get married on a Saturday, so that it would be less expensive. So it was in the middle of the weekend.
Of course, that's when people get married.
Yeah, people get married on Saturdays.
Was it a Sunday? I thought we got married on a day that was cheaper.
Sundays are probably cheaper.
Sunday was cheap.
Wow, you really ruined people.
Could somebody, Craig? Can you see what day of the week? July. I don't even know what day I got married on. It was in July of 2000. My husband kept moving the date. We were going to get married on July 1st, then we got married on July 2nd, and I still can't remember what's our wedding anniversary.
What year was it?
2000.
Well, she remembers that.
We did that for a reason, 2000. And we got married, so now we've been married 16 years, right?
July 4th, 2000?
July, no, 2nd. The 4th of July weekend. More after this on 7. We'll figure it out. Everyone check your calendars for when I got married.
This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. I'm Craig Collins. Patty is currently getting nose waxed. And you can hear her. I'm positive everyone can hear her. There is no reason to even open the microphone that's over there. Patty, you want me to open your mic over there?
Okay. That was surprising. You're very good about not giving any warning, I will say that. She's like, I thought she was like, warning. Well, I thought you were like just checking it or something, and she just yanked that out.
Yeah, but that first tug.
I think I lost some memories from high school.
It took a couple tries.
Yeah.
Real quick, we should say, you still have one of the sticks hanging out of your nose
yes,
for
I
the
do.
Second, yeah.
If you want to go to WGMRadio.com, you're more than welcome to watch the next phase of this. Yeah, she had to do a double tug, didn't she?
Yeah. No. Yeah, those hairs were hanging on tight.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, she's holding it. She's holding the end result.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Same passed around.
I want to compare mine to... Oh, God.
I wonder if there's some sort of vault we can put this in with all the other stuff that I'm sure WGN Radio has.
Oh, God.
Patty's nose hair. Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
On the earlier show, they were talking...
No, go ahead. Warren, you got to sit at a microphone.
Obviously, we're paying attention to you.
Wait. There you go.
Chicago... Icon.
Chicago iconic stuff.
Things that you should keep it forever.
Oh, yeah. We were doing the swap meet.
Yeah, so I was thinking for the swap meet, maybe we could keep Patty's nose hairs.
We do.
And maybe auction them off for charity.
I personally, I don't know if it works like a baseball.
Yeah,
you
throw that away.
You know how somebody wins at the end, like if a World Series game mm-hmm, ends and the guy who catches the baseball gets to keep it? Yeah. Is this in my possession right now?
Could
the Patty
you put
Vasquez
that in
nose
a glass
hair
case?
Case?
That's right.
Put
so
it in
I get
case.
I get to hold on to this. Pretty Late is in possession, but
call
I personally have the nose hair stick.
Oh my God, she's coming.
Lenkov?
Yeah.
Yeah, for legal. Who is this? I'm confused.
Possession's 2/3 of the law.
Really, honestly, I mean, Radio Hall of Fame at some point. Right. This may be worth
turn
money.
Turn my mic off because I don't
think that.
Okay, all right, Patty, your microphone is now.
Here we go.
Off.
The other one.
Okay. Yeah, John, do you want to
do
go
it
ahead
in a single tug? Yes. Oh.
Adriana got it in one pull.
Well done.
Oh, now two. Here, go ahead. Give me the second one. Okay, I am now holding both of Patty's nose sticks.
So which side was hairier?
What's that?
Which side was hairier?
I think
first
the
one
second...
had that long one though.
Right, here you go, Patty.
Oh, it's good radio. Put this one down for the yes. Illinois Broadcasters Association.
No,
Craig,
you know, right now at the
here you go. Here's your phone back. All right. Okay.
How's
a little
it smell?
Lightheaded. Who's next? Craig, are you gonna
get Craig's next?
Craig's next. Yeah. Go ahead and get your nose. I want to see Craig get his nose hair done.
Yes.
Who thought that?
I want to watch that too.
Who thought that was a thing? I never.
Did that hurt?
Can I breathe better? Is that what you're asking, Matt? Yeah, no, it feels very smooth inside my nose.
Rapunzel's got nothing on your right nostril.
Wow.
Man, there were some long ones in there.
I probably should have done some research on what the ramifications are of getting your nose hairs pulled. Does anyone want to take some pictures of Craig?
I'll get some.
All right, then. Thank you, Warren. Oh, yeah, take your selfie. There you go. That's the way to do it. Where were we? What were we talking about? What are you guys up to at the
Who
AV
knows
Club?
At this point?
When you said it, can I come in at midnight? Things change so quickly. I never quite know what we've been trying to do this for several
this
weeks.
This is really the best of all possible midnight worlds right now.
Now you know what happens after midnight. Yeah. I'm pretty late. We have in the past done adult topics. So mm-hmm. I think this is kind of.
I've been here past midnight a couple times. You
know, it's a good time.
I've gone the distance a couple times.
Yeah.
11 to 2.
Are you going the distance tonight?
Nope.
After seeing my nose hair, you're kind of like, you know, I'm out. I'm totally out. I don't. Yeah. Yeah. That's a fascinating. I think that my sinuses are all clear now. I'm pretty sure I'm all good.
You can't go too far.
Oh. No, you didn't go very far at all. But I was surprised.
Yeah, I could see it on your face.
There's no warning. There are things that you can't really mentally prepare for. Like when you go to the dentist, are you able to like? I don't want to think about it until I show up.
No. I step into the office and I'm bad with the dentist. I think I was on recently and I told you it had been like 10 years since I went to the dentist.
And was everything okay when you
went? Everything was fine.
Isn't that surprising? Because you're almost kind of like, wow, why did I bother now?
A little surprised.
why did I even show up?
Well, they did show me before and after before the cleaning. They took photos and then they showed me the after photos, and it made a huge. I was then properly shamed for not going to the dentist for a while.
Well, you were shamed by because Esmeralda was mentioning this the other day that her dentist also shames her.
Yeah,
I want
you to know
for not using dental floss because I very rarely use it. I'm just awful at consistency.
Did you see the story this week?
Yes. What do you think about that? The dental flossing may not be as beneficial.
Nonsense.
You can't leave teeth.
The difference.
Yes. Yeah, and you can't leave teeth between your teeth. You can't leave food between your teeth.
No,
and there's just stuff
and think that that's going to be okay.
There's just gunk in there that the toothbrush sometimes doesn't get.
Plus, I just think it. It feels nice. Floss and brush, it's, yeah, nothing is quite as clean as
I
that.
I don't like
you don't think it's, you don't think it feels
after
good?
Flossing. Because no? my gums are all inflamed and they're just angry at
that's
me.
Well, how often do
maybe
you
you're too
floss?
Vigorous.
If you did it more often, it wouldn't do that.
Yeah, all right.
She's being shamed.
Stereo lecturing happening right there.
How close was the cord to the crib, John Tatey? Tell us again. Yes, if you do it on a more regular basis, that will build up. That will ease.
My dental hygienist once told me that flossing also helps toughen up the gums, which helps keep disease away out of the gums.
That was my sense of it the other
Turns
night.
Turns those gums into real bruisers.
Well, that's the thing. It's almost like, because when you don't do it for a while, they bleed. So it would only make sense that you are sort of building them up. Are you? Oh, is she pulling it out?
Okay.
She's trying to. Oh, it's
just Took a couple tugs.
You okay? I don't even need to see. You can give it to Scott Santos. You can give it to Scott. I don't need to see it. We're not going to do comparisons of our nose hairs.
Oh boy!
Is it? Esmeralda's getting a little nauseous. Yeah.
I will say this about the
Scott.
Tie? What?
It's a tie.
Okay, and we've just
Wait,
done
turn,
the left.
Should turn his mic off. Make sure we don't hear anything that we.
Yeah,
don't
we don't
hear.
Need to hear the screams.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You got both of them?
Well done.
Sure, he holds mine up for a while, and his is like, I just toss these. How you doing,
How's
Craig?
How's it feel? Is he
I'm
crying?
Up.
He's crying.
It is, by the way, I don't know if Rob Martier is still listening, but or if he's able to chime in at all, but it is much more painful to do it when, it's more painful to pull one at a time. He was saying that he did one and it hurt too much and he didn't want to do it again.
I mean, I've pulled the ones that are right on the outside because they're part of like blackheads and things, and oof.
Yeah.
That just, yeah, a tear comes to your eye.
It's attached to your sinuses.
Yes, it is.
Honestly, sorry about that, Warren. Go ahead, yes?
Your nose is, it's all attached.
Yeah, all those nerve endings.
The follicles and
How are you doing, Craig?
He's crying.
Oh, my God. That was so much worse than I thought it was going to be. You took it like a champ, Patty, so.
Yeah, you really did.
Women
impressed.
Were made
I
to feel
surprised.
The pain.
I've had the things that I get waxed on a regular basis.
And the first time she had to try like three or four times to get one of them out because I guess my hairs are deeply rooted.
Mm-hmm.
That was intense. It's a good talk we've all had here.
This is the strangest thing. I do want to ask when we get a moment after we finish with Scott or whoever gets their nose. I want to find out about when you have to practice on people. So there have to be some adventures along the way. My esthetician.
Oh sure, I didn't even think of that.
My esthetician, when she was in when she was being trained in school, she they made her volunteer to get to do the Brazilian, and I thought, what a bizarre thing to do with your classmates, because you have to practice on somebody. You got she's got some stories.
Is it not like when you go to medical school and you practice on pigs, sewing and things? You just get a chicken.
You just get a chicken. Just give a chicken a Brazilian. They have to do it on each other, and then I'll say first they do it on each other because you know you can't bring in clients yet until you're trained at it. So yeah, they have to practice.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have to wait a period of time to let it grow back before you do another?
Well,
test?
You can go through as many students as you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you rotate through everybody.
Okay.
She's like, yep, that's the way it works. I don't know what it's like to be an apprentice in a mechanic shop, but
it has nothing to do with.
Yeah, don't have to do any
growth.
Yeah, get it on display for all your other classmates. How strange.
Yeah, do you look at them differently after? Well, I'll wait till you have a mic.
Take that impact out and put it on high. Mm-hmm.
You guys just work on each other's cars.
I'm not sure
the
intimateness.
Went.
Yes,
we went there.
That is true.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to pursue it.
Yeah, no, we don't have to do that. You are listening pretty late. What a strange evening it has been. I feel like I've walked into some weird hairless universe.
You're the one who set this up. I'm the one who walked into the middle of it.
I know. By the way, Craig, excellent. These are the folks at Trim Wax in Lincoln Park and Bucktown are fantastic. Thank you so much. And we're going to catch up with them in just a moment. I don't know. I almost feel like we should be able to do Scott's on the air as well. I don't know. Do we want to go live? We'll wait until it's ready. Yeah, we'll go live. Does it feel a little? Are you feeling a little claustrophobic? Huh? You're almost. Yeah, we're almost ready. So let's go ahead and turn that out. As long as we're waxing scones.
Yeah, definitely.
He looks very
Get the tissues out, guys.
While we have a couple moments, are there any? Is there anything you guys are? I'm having a tough time, John, when it comes to watching television.
Yeah.
I finished Stranger Things, which was the big hot thing of the summer.
Yeah.
And have you watched it?
Not yet.
Okay. Because I have. When you do, I want to talk about it because I have mixed emotions about it.
I gotta watch it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have mixed emotions. I think there are some really.
You know what I've been
things.
Watching, Patty?
Yes.
Is that Great British Baking Show? Whew. I love that.
Me too, John Tatey.
She's been posting
yes.
about it.
Yes.
I want to start baking now because of it.
I know.
But I know I'll film
it. It really makes me have a lot. Oh, the do great, we need to? Great.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to go ahead and go live to the esthetician's table.
Let's come back to that, though,
Taylor,
Esmeralda. I want to talk about
Taylor that. Is yes, about to remove the.
Oh, boy. Ooh, get
Did
the
his
tears.
Teeth just clack?
That was the noisiest one yet. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Okay. That was quite a How's it? How does it compare?
What?
You had to go in twice? You might have to go in twice.
Seriously?
You might have to go back.
Not only does he have a forest there, but he's got redwoods.
No. Oh, boy. Yeah. She's got to do it again. She's got to go. Craig, you and I, one try. Scott might have to do a second round. He's trying to figure it out. All right. We will, we'll come back and see how Scott fares up to this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. That's just the one that I caught my eye was a little jungle of. John Tatey, the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, joins me in the studio riding sidecar. And now Warren Price has taken the table. I had to take a collection of money to tip these young women because I feel really badly. They've taken on more work than they thought they were. Yes. They've gotten.
Yeah, this is an intense process.
Yes, it really is. Warren, I'm going to borrow some cash from you. You got the cash tonight?
You got it.
All right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll work it out.
I do want to get back to the baking show, but
yes,
before we do
please.
That, can I just ask, because I came in late, why is the mechanic here for the waxing? How do these two things go together?
They don't, but Warren comes in regularly on Thursdays at 11:30, like once a month to go over. He's our car guy. I got a car guy, and he's, if you have questions, he will answer your car questions. And we're taking calls after 1 o'clock with Warren because everything got kind of shuffled around a little bit. And so there you go.
Okay. Esmeralda, Great British Baking Show, or
yes.
Great British Bake Off, as it's called in Great Britain itself, but they can't call it that here.
Why?
Because of Pillsbury.
Oh, all right.
Honest to God, Pillsbury
really?
Has a trademark on Bake
that?
Off.
They,
yeah.
they cake blocked that?
Wow. Wow. Line of the night.
Show just makes me realize how amazing the British are. Do you see those pastries they make?
I do. But I also see the game pies that they make, and that makes me less impressed with the British.
Seriously? I want to eat all of the food that they make.
You want to eat their rabbit pheasant?
Yes. I want some game pies, please.
No, thank you.
Pardon me. I'm looking at my the video live. Video. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. I don't watch the British baking
show. Yeah, don't
listen
to interrupt you.
Yeah,
so why do you love the show, Esmeralda?
Well, one, I love cooking shows.
Yeah.
I love cooking shows, and I love watching, like, I love Top Chef. I'm not the biggest fan of Hell's Kitchen, but I do like MasterChef.
Hell's Kitchen is what's his name?
It's the guy who yells. I mean, they're both. MasterChef also is
not
the same guy.
Graham Norton. What is his name?
Oh man,
yeah, I can't.
But what the Hell's Kitchen? I feel like it's like a broke down Top Chef, because half of those people can't even cook. It's a sad state of affairs there.
It really is.
But they're gorgeous. Just the pastries they're making, and they're all very much of British English traditions and things.
Yeah, I do like the tradition. I also think the casting on the show is great. It's all these self-effacing regular folks. I actually think it's a harder casting job on that show than it is on a reality show when there's people you're supposed to hate and people who are supposed to hate each other. It's all love on this show, and yet everybody is lovable
too.
In a different way.
Everyone tries to help each other. It's so nice.
Yeah, it is really nice. It really makes me appreciate baking in particular. Esmeralda, it makes it seem like this kind of alchemy. Like
it is a chemist's job,
right?
Definitely, because there's such a balance of, you know, the different ingredients and the timing and how you mix
and
it all together.
And the techniques of, you know, getting air in there. And I mean, it just seems like wizardry sometimes what they do. And then sometimes when they take the cake out of the refrigerator and it completely melts, it seems like something else, and that's enjoyable too.
Oh, how deflating, literally.
Yeah, well, it happens fairly often, actually. They don't let it set. They have to let it prove which I guess is the British word for rise.
Okay.
They say, call proof. It proving.
It's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, it's proof. Yes. You proof.
Do we say that in American English too?
Okay. Mainly, you use it when you talk about like pizza dough or spreads. They have to proof.
Okay, I love all the proofing. I don't know which. Sometimes you have to let things set, and that's when they get into trouble when it doesn't set.
They get
a little melty.
And I cheer everyone. I cheer for everyone.
That's so sweet.
When the judges are like, "This is the most amazing," I'm like, "Oh, good for you guys."
Yeah, aww. It's very relaxing in that respect.
That seems an uplifting somewhat.
Yes.
Sounds like.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's called the Great Britain.
Great British Baking Show. It's on PBS. It's in the middle of the season right now. You can get it on the PBS app.
Okay.
On your Apple TV or your phone or what have you. Your
wonderful.
Hulu. Your Hulu. Your, what is that thing called? Roku.
I have my Roku. I love my Roku. I do. I have one of. We found this out last night. I have one in my backpack for some reason. I just carry it everywhere I go in the event that I might need a Roku.
It is a great little device.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it to people, but
What is it?
It's kind of like the Amazon Fire Stick. You can plug it into any HDMI, and as long as you have connection to the internet, you can stream Netflix and Amazon. Oh. And,
just a little set-top box with all those apps on it.
Not even a set-top, though. This was just a stick. There are ones, like my one at home does have a little box.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's just a stick. You put it in there. You've got a remote.
That's pretty new. And you don't even know how you acquired that, it sounds like.
Like, I don't know how I got the Roku. I have three Rokus. I have one for the living room, one in my bedroom, and one that I take with me everywhere I go.
But you just discovered that you had this third one?
Yes, I didn't know that it was just in my backpack.
Did the
when I travel,
fairies
I take it with me.
From Apt Electronics just drop it in your backpack one day?
I didn't realize I hadn't unpacked it. When I travel, I take it with me, so I just hadn't unpacked it. And I was like going through. I sort my purse with makeup bags. So this is my pens. That's all my bag of pens, and then I have my makeup.
She's
and then I
showing
have...
me this beautiful shiny bag. Looks like something from the future.
My whole purse is organized with makeup bags, so I've got everything. So I got, like, if I have my charger cords, so everything is...
Oh, look at this bag. Even better than the last. Hot pink.
So some of them are
hot magenta,
them are
more like.
I don't think I have another one in here. No, the rest are in my backpack, but I have many bags.
So when you, you're on the road, you get to a hotel, do you stick the Roku stick in the TV?
Yeah, as long as you have internet service.
Wi-Fi.
You just type it all in. It's the best thing ever. You would love it, Scott.
Wow. No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And it is a route to cord cutting, too, but because we use so many other channels as well. You know, you
don't give me
everything.
That cord cutting noise. I'd want the 1,000 channels directly into my veins.
That's exactly how I feel. Quick question. We talked about this earlier in the week because I have DirecTV, and I think I just canceled my protection plan. Do you have a protection plan with your service?
No.
No.
I have DirecTV, and I don't have any of that noise. So.
I used to, and I think I canceled it. Do you ever get protection plans with any of your services?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those people that almost always has in the past. Some of my...
Have you ever needed them?
Yeah, I have in the past. With DirecTV service, they don't have no questions asked. They come out, they fix stuff, done.
They do that for me anyway, because I've been a customer since forever with them.
I've been a customer since 2000.
Yeah.
How's Warren? Oh, okay. Bets that Warren was the most, the most volume for hair removal from his nose. Yeah, I would have suspected as much.
Can he now,
yeah.
By the way, now I fully agree they deserve a tip. We have to tip these people.
Yeah, we definitely have to tip these people.
They tip Warren's nose. Yeah, yes. In case you were worried, listeners, there is still nose waxing happening as we speak.
We are coming to the end of the nose waxing, I promise. I didn't know it was a thing, you know?
Neither did I. I had no idea.
It's kind of awesome. It's opened up my world.
Well, the thing is, it cuts down on bats in the cave, I guess. But then where do the bats go, right? I guess the bats just kind of...
They just fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just having a conversation with your loved ones, and they just sort of tumble out.
By the way, we got a text from the 312. Please, please, no one. Do not wax your nose hairs. They serve the purpose of catching and preventing dirt, dust, and particles from entering your lungs. Very unhealthy to remove them.
They don't go too high up.
It's too late.
They didn't go
all the way in.
Ones, but I agree with that's what I said.
These are just the periphery. They're not
right. They're the visual ones.
Yes.
They did a great job of keeping all our ones that are important.
Yeah. The ones that prevent all those things, those allergens and pollutants that you're talking about, those are past the, I don't know what you would call this part, but this is where the hair is.
past the event horizon of your nose.
Yes, past the event horizon of your nostrils. I love that. See, let's move on from the, are they going to do another round with you, Warren?
I got a big nose.
There's a lot of no's there.
He's got a lot of, yeah. I don't know what to do anymore.
When I booked our guests, by the way, I told them they'd be here for maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're taking up your
No, they're doing fine. No, they both said that they had some time, but
okay,
this is great.
How much time we're taking up tonight of yours? I apologize. Okay. Very good. Matt's been a good sport.
He's been a great sport.
It's, you're,
are you serious?
You're in the Coast Guard? Yes. Thank you for your service. That's
wow,
that's fantastic. Yeah.
I was wondering when.
And you have to be there at
so
5?
Badass,
yeah,
and
a little
that's
bit.
Why.
He said, "Wake up at 5 to go to Michigan City." Okay, we're going to wrap up with them in just a moment, and they are from Trim Wax in Lincoln Park and in Bucktown. And John Tatey, before we let you go as well, let's move on from the nose waxing. What do you want to let people know about that's going on at the AV Club?
Nothing in particular right now. Just everything.
Right. There's so many things that you guys are always talking about: music and television, movies, video gaming as well.
All of pop culture. Mm-hmm. Next week, I remembered something. Next week is 1996 week. Every summer, we look back 20 years at the pop culture from 2 decades ago. And so next week is 1996 weeks on the AV Club. If you're feeling nostalgic,
yes.
If you've got nothing better to watch or go see in the dog days of summer, we sort of provide a look back.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a lot of fun every year when we do this.
I love that. So 20 years ago, 1996,
yep.
Music and movies, television, all those great things.
You'll be shocked by the stuff that's 20 years old. For instance, Fargo, the movie Fargo, is 20 years old now.
Gasping over here.
See?
Yes. Oh. 20 years of that wood chipper scene.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to you.
Because that's your friend in the wood chipper there, eh?
That was the most surprising to me when we were going through the stuff that Fargo was now.
Wow. What else?
Old.
But what else?
Let's see. What else? Arthur, the PBS show?
Maybe oh, the
this was not, with
the little, aardvark.
Aardvark.
It's an aardvark.
Guy.
Yeah. No, Griffin loves that show.
20 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
All right, then. I love Arthur's a good show. Is it still being done, or is it all
in repeats?
It's
still a going concern. It may be repeats now, and maybe this one won't land quite as much with you, Patty, but Super Mario 64, the landmark video game, is also 20 years old.
That's 20 years old
yep.
now? Holy Mary.
We will talk more about that when you come back next week. We look forward to seeing you.
I'll see you then.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much, John
Patty.
Tatey. Follow him on Twitter, at John Tatey, and go to avclub.com. Follow them on Twitter, at TheAVClub. You know it's a good night when you're hugging your esthetician. And you hug the girl that just ripped hair off your body. I think that's a good night. Don't you think, Warren? Warren, what happened to your chair? Hello.
I think I had a great time. That's the first time I've ever had somebody do something like that.
Oh, maybe you should go check them out again, though.
I'm thinking of, we've discussed that, and we're going to contemplate
set up an appointment with Trim
yes.
Wax. They are in Lincoln Park and in Bucktown, and I will be seeing them again. Scott, are you going to be a regular?
Absolutely. Taylor was fantastic, mm-hmm. and I mean this didn't hurt that as bad. I didn't
bye,
scream
girls.
Much,
and it was an enjoyable.
Bye,
thank
guys.
You. Bye, Taylor. Bye, Adriana. Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Something for everybody.
So they were great.
They were wonderful.
Yes.
Does everybody breathe easier now?
I'm fine. I think I was so surprised by the yanking that I sort of...
It's not normal to have someone stick something up your nose, mm-hmm. let it harden, and then yank on it as hard as they can.
Yeah, it was a little surprising.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you breathing better, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, my head is clear.
That's good. No excuses. Okay.
Nothing like pollution.
Nothing like heavy breathing on the air. It's all very strange. We haven't, very quickly, we'll try to figure out what Hillary's hurlers will look like on Thursday nights with Scott Santis. Because on Wednesdays, we are saving all of the outrageous stories of the candidates for Wednesday and Thursday. You want me to also do, but see, this is about outrageous stories. I don't think for the most part, Gary Johnson has had the opportunity to build up outrageousness.
Not yet.
But and I will keep that open. Our listeners, we invite you to email any links to audio or video of the candidates when you hear them say something outrageous. Something outrageous happens at a rally, in an interview, just maybe when they're walking down the street and talking to reporters. I don't know. So you can send those to ccollins@wgnradio.com. That's Craig's email, ccollins@wgnradio.com. Send those in, and we will pick a listener from these submissions every week. You'll get a Lou Malnati's gift Ooh. Card or possibly an Apt Electronics gift card, because we have prizes every week for people who participate in our Trump trackers and Hillary hurlers. That's what we're going to do.
And Gary Johnson and William Weld were on my podcast, the Prickly City Podcast. You can go to WGN Plus for that, and you can. And he does say something outrageous there. He says that in 2012, when he ran the first time, how he wasted his time doing podcasts.
Oh no!
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh,
he goes, not this one. This is a good.
Wow.
Don't you want to be seen? Don't you want to be out there?
I think it's more about picking the podcast that will get the amount of exposure that you're looking for.
And I'm actually promoting them in my comic strip, which appears in a lot of newspapers. So
there you go.
He owes me, damn it.
Okay. Is he called Gary Johnson in your cartoon?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. He's one of the ones who isn't a critter.
Okay. He's not a critter. He's a man.
He's actually a human being. You don't see him yet. I've turned Donald Trump, who was into a skunk. I've turned Mike Pence into a fish. He's just like, he just goes glub. That's all he pretty much does.
Okay. Is it because he's slippery or because he's fishy?
It's because it doesn't seem to be a hell of a lot there. Right. So,
he's got very small bones that get caught in your teeth.
Yeah. You can choke. Your cat can choke on them, you know.
I'm just wondering. And Hillary is a?
A bunny.
Bunny.
Yeah, she's Honey Bunny. Actually, that's a character
bunny?
I created a long time.
Pulp Fiction?
She's actually the wife of Kevin, the lost bunny of the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
See, there's a lineage now in the strip. And her running mate, of course, is K-9.
Okay.
Who's just like this puppy who laps your face. And he's just, because that's what Kane reminds me of.
Of a puppy?
Yes.
Yes. He does seem a little eager.
He did. His speech he seemed nervous.
Yeah.
But
it's the first time.
One of the
a lot of their first times.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing about that is the Republican analysis was talking, operative was saying that we're looking for people, you know, for background on opposition. And we're looking for people to say bad things about Kane, and we couldn't find anyone.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's great.
Okay.
Well, that tells you that maybe he hasn't gone too far, but he ran a state. He's been he's a U.S. senator. He's obviously made decisions.
He's been a missionary.
Yeah.
He speaks Spanish. Did you get a chance to hear his Spanish, Esmeralda? Because I'm not fluent. He speaks a little bit like I would if I was trying to be measured and think of every word as I was saying it.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine. It cracked me up because he sounded like those type of people that go somewhere and they're like, well, when I was in Ecuador. And it's like, all right, you need to calm down.
Exactly. I agree.
I thought he was pretty fluent. I mean, he had good.
Yes.
He flowed. It flowed well.
Yeah. Well, but if you memorize it, it can flow well. That's
okay.
Have you done that? Have you ever?
Yeah, I've done interviews on Telemundo and Univision, and I've told them these are the questions you can ask me because I know the answers to those in Spanish. if you stray from the cards, the interview will be very awkward.
It's kind of like the dialogues you took in high school.
Yes.
Mira María, ahí está Jorge.
¿Dónde está Jorge?
Yeah, George.
Jorge.
Okay. I got a C.
Jorge.
I got a C for okay.
No, it's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Jorge.
So Gary Johnson is the Libertarian candidate. Jill Stein is the
Green Party.
Green Party.
In fact, CNN had a town hall with the Libertarian candidates last night. They're having one with Jill Stein next week. Mm-hmm. And MSNBC came out with a poll this morning, and Johnson is at 12%. If he gets a 15, he's in the debates.
And who do you think he draws from? If people are voting for Gary Johnson.
He claims both, and I see that, but you have to imagine the run-up to the election is going to be Trump supporters. There are so many Republicans like me who just find Trump abhorrent, could not possibly mm-hmm. vote for him, want to vote for someone who comes close to the values we have, and Johnson does that. So.
All right. So we have to figure out, since we didn't collect any audio of Hillary doing outrageous things this week, I did something today. Craig, when you get a chance, do you have that audio, the link that I sent you? There's a YouTube video featuring not actually Hillary hardly gets a chance to say anything. These are interviews with Hillary Clinton going all the way back.
Oh, I saw that.
Going all the way back to 1979. And what cracked me up about it, it's basically all these like sort of condescending questions about like, I guess you're not going to like tea parties. And do you actually like picking out the silverware? So listen to this. These are the interviews compiled over the last almost 40 years.
One gets the impression that, excuse me, you're really not all that interested possibly in state dinners and teas and garden parties.
Can a first lady be both popular and opinionated? What is it about you that pushes people's hot buttons?
And millions of other people see you as a very threatening person. Why do you think you are such a lightning rod?
You like doing stuff, Hillary, like saying, I like that yellow tablecloth with the red napkins or whatever, and looking at the centerpiece and things like that. Is that fun to you?
What about the comparisons to Lady Macbeth? Do you think it's because you're a powerful woman, or why do you think, where does that come from? You don't walk around the White House saying, out damn spot. Let's get back to the Lady Macbeth imagery.
Americans are having a hard time with your credibility. How can you earn our trust back? Is there a fundamental distrust of...
Do you think the American people are ready yet to have a first lady who has strong opinions and an agenda?
The CNN poll shows that most Americans don't think you're telling the truth.
Would you give
right
me...
Right here, sign it right now.
Well, we'll shake
on
this.
No, I want your signature. It goes to trust and character.
And
is this country ready to accept you, do you think, as a national candidate?
What can you say to the voters of New Hampshire on this stage tonight who see your resume and like it, but are hesitating on the likability issue?
Men won't vote for Hillary Clinton because she reminds them of their nagging wives.
When Hillary Clinton speaks, men hear, take out the garbage.
I admire what Senator Clinton has done for America. Sure about that coat.
Foreign leaders tried to decode what her hairstyles meant. One saying, if it's pulled back, get ready for bad news.
Scripted, cautious,
right.
Safe,
well, but I think
armored. Time for radical candor?
Do you see any role that you've had in this sentiment that we've seen where people are questioning whether you're trustworthy?
Does it hurt you when people say you're too lawyerly, you parse your words, you're not authentic? You're not connecting.
Do you have a problem going forward with the polls? The majority of Americans say they don't trust you. What is behind it?
There are people out there who have this idea that you're not trustworthy, that they don't like you for some reason. What is that about, in your opinion?
Some people in significant polls say, they don't trust you.
Well, but,
you know,
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my...
Those are legitimate? Legitimate questions? For 40 years, the exact same question.
Don't misunderstand me. Some of those are like, you heard... I mean,
40 years she sat there.
As I was listening, I was screaming.
I know, you were.
I respect, love, and we need strong women candidates. These questions were abhorrent. These were offensive.
And if you watch the video, for 40 years, she sat there and smiled and nodded and kept trying to answer, and they would continue to keep asking the same questions. 1979, that interview actually is from when she was the First Lady of Arkansas. He goes on to ask her three times why she didn't take her husband's last name, and she was very polite and kept answering the questions and, you know, got through the interview. And then there's another interview from the 80s. There's an interview with obviously Barbara Walters with Katie Couric, and it was funny to me how condescending they were. What made me laugh was I posted that on my Facebook page. I said, "Here's Hillary getting cozy with the liberal media for 40 years," and then I wrote, "Pardon me, the effing liberal media for 40 years, right?"
It's bad.
Well, and then obviously I'm being a little sarcastic because it's always, the liberal media is always making them look good. For 40 years, they have sat there and asked her condescending questions and told her that she's a liar, she's not authentic, and she has sat there and tried to answer and just keeps showing. I couldn't keep showing up. I honestly could not keep showing up. I couldn't sit there and
she's tough.
There's something about it that was when you see it all together like that.
There was a tone.
All the way back.
Sometimes we don't agree. I totally agree with you on this. We've mentioned her authenticity. That's what I meant when said some of the questions, the authenticity question, the honesty question.
But it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy to me when they say you're not authentic back in 1979, 1982. When they keep telling you you're not likable. And then you're overthinking every single thing. When people say she's calculated, the way she was in the spotlight, I don't know how she survived it.
Well, some of those, I mean, I don't like that coat. I mean, good Lord, man. Is America ready for a first lady with opinions?
Constantly.
Yes.
And she kept showing up.
Well.
She didn't have
she's
to.
She's not afraid.
No, it's weird.
Well, she did have. It was just weird. If you want to be president of the United States, you keep showing up for this.
But why? You know, why want that? Why? I mean,
I agree. You and I, could agree on that one.
So what cracked me up was that you can tell when people they don't watch the video, or maybe they watch the video and go, yeah, they hear what they want to hear too. So there's a conservative friend of mine on my Facebook page who took it and posted it and said, yeah, do we want more of this? And like the. It's so
well, you're going to get more of this.
It's so weird.
So sad. I mean, we can't even agree that these questions were abhorrent. I mean, you know, I don't care for her. I don't care for her politics. Fine. But these were offensive questions to any woman in the 20th or 21st century, period.
Mm-hmm. I just, I don't know. I was,
the way they were presented.
The way it was compiled, yeah. Isn't that weird? Just, and the tone of voice. No guy has ever asked questions in that tone of voice.
No, you know?
Like Griffin was yelling at the screen. My 12-year-old was yelling, he goes, who is that? And I said, that's Barbara Walters. And he goes, oh, I heard about her. She was the one, because I guess Donald Trump referred to her, to put him on the list of the, Donald Trump said, Barbara Walters said, I'm the top most whatever. And John Oliver apparently said, you are the most whatever of all time. That's the line. So this is a very strange, it's a very strange election. So with not knowing, have you followed anything this week of anything ridiculous that Hillary has said?
Not Hillary. Hillary's done something very, very smart. Her campaign has done something very smart. They've kept a pretty low profile. They're enjoying the bump from the convention, which is significant. It's about 10 points. I mean, it's not the biggest, but it's 10 points right now in many polls. And you know what? He's in free fall now. So if she's smart, and she is, if her campaign people are smart, and they are, shut up. Just do the campaign stuff. Stick to the script. You know, a lot of people, not a lot of people, journalists are complaining that she's not doing press conferences. Why would you?
You don't have to.
The opposition is killing himself.
Is he doing press conferences or just rallies and speeches?
Hillary?
Trump. Is Trump he doing?
Oh, no. Who knows what he does? He doesn't. He's done a press conference, but he's just, you know, the stuff about going after the cons and just general not endorsing Paul Ryan, who I thought was gracious enough, clearly disdains him, but still went to the convention. I have to admit, my respect for Paul Ryan is diminished significantly when he said, you know, sure, he's a racist, but, you know, I'm still voting for him. It's like, oh my God, really?
Interesting. Well, and Governor Kasich is in town to help, I think, Mark Kirk's campaign. Yeah. And he did not. He was a little bit evasive when it came to whether or not he will support Donald Trump.
He didn't show up at the convention. That's all the thing you have to know.
Neither did Governor Rauner. Wasn't that interesting?
Well, that makes sense.
Governor Rauner doesn't show up in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
He's here.
He's here somewhere.
But Kasich, I mean, that was his state. The host governor not showing up. In
the
1980,
host.
Coleman Young, the very, very Democratic mayor of Detroit, where the Republicans were holding the convention, opened the convention with a speech. I mean, that's how different things were back then than they are today. It's just...
Yeah, well, it's all a hodgepodge. This whole night feels like a hodgepodge. I want to let our listeners know, since we are kind of out of order tonight, and I do want to give people the opportunity to tell us or to send us a text, to send an email to Craig, ccollins@wgnradio.com. When you see Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton say something outrageous that you want us to highlight on Wednesday for Donald Trump, on Thursday for Hillary Clinton, if you have something right now that Hillary has said in the last week, since last Thursday, that you want to draw attention to, 312-981-7200. We're only doing this week for Hillary's hurlers. So 312-981-7200. You can call or text us at that number. Or if you have a car question, let's just throw it all out there. Either tell us something outrageous that Hillary has done, or let us know what's that funny sound your car's making. Are you in your car right now and worried about, is it pulling to the left? Is what's that, when I turn, does it make
pull
that?
To the left, stand pull. Up, sit down.
What does it mean when the car's pulling? When it's is that the suspension? Could that
your
be
your air could be low in that side of the tire?
Well, there you go. So let us know. 312-981-7200. Those are your two tasks right now. Let us know about your car. Let us know what Hillary said in the last week that you want us to talk about. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I am joined by Scott Stantis, who is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. We also have Warren Price in the studio. He is a proprietor and mechanic extraordinaire because we got a guy at European and U.S. Auto at 4080 North Broadway. And Scott is showing off his lovely smooth legs because he has been waxed. He lost
beautiful.
A bet. It's very nice. It shows off, and it shows off your muscles a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little more definition there.
See the cut.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
They were great.
They were very good.
I really did think there'd be screaming.
And you did very well. There was a little bit of a surprise. There were more grunts, I would say.
Yeah, it's more.
They were short and sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about sweet.
But Trim Wax did a great job. Thank you to Taylor and Adriana. Listening to us right now in his car is Sergeant Paraka of the United States Marines. And he just sent me a message and was laughing at the show. I know that he preferred we probably talk about cars than about politics. What I was asking you earlier about being a good customer, because we often want a good mechanic. But I think there is something to being a good customer when it comes to bringing your car in, knowing a little little bit about your car, your car's history, you were saying, you know what's been done, kind of be aware of the fact that if you go into a dealer, they might have the factory list of, you know, this whole checklist that you, you know, they're going to tell you to get all these things done. And there are people who don't, they're like people who don't, in the same way they don't go to the dentist, they will sort of brush off a problem with their car. So what's that tipping point? When should people definitely come in and be a good customer with their car?
They'd be better off popping in at least every 3 to 6 months just to say hello.
Just to say
you know the factory.
Are you looking
today,
for friends?
The man always okay. Absolutely. I want to meet new people every day.
Well, definitely go in and see Warren.
Yeah, yeah. As for me, I'll be at the front.
You probably see a lot of crazy things. You probably see people who just bring in their car in and they hit that driveway and they take their bumper right off the car.
I see things that you would not believe.
That was our car. The Scott, people we drove in to drop the car off for something, and I
at Warren's.
At Warren's, and we hit a. My husband took this driveway at an angle that was inopportune. And it just ripped the bumper off. Yeah.
They didn't even own it yet, and they ripped the bumper off.
Yeah. It was a good moment.
Yeah, the thing that people should do with their cars is they should at least change their oil at least every 6 months.
Okay.
Today, manufacturers are saying you should change it every 7,500 miles. Well, some people won't put 7,500 miles on in a year, but there is such a thing as viscosity breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Oil does break down. Just turning it on, turning it off, temperature change. You need to change your oil.
Okay.
Your engine will last a long time. While you're in there, car's up in the air, ask your friendly person to look underneath the car to make sure that things are tight. Are the brakes still good? You know, there's so many components below. Tie rod ends, ball joints, control arms.
Headlights.
Control arm bushings.
I have a headlight out. I have to come see you.
Left or right.
I've got a... Oh, gosh, what did we call those? We used to call them...
I-beam.
No. We would punch each other when we saw a padiddle. We called them padiddles. Yeah, when you
padiddles?
Padiddle.
What's a padiddle?
It's a car with only one headlight.
We call
on.
Them Cyclops.
Craig is nodding, and I suspect he called them a padiddle as well. I don't know why we call them padiddles. Did you?
Where did that come from?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me roll this up. I had this.
How
out.
Do you spell
oh,
it?
There you go.
Google.
It's actually not just that we call them padiddle. That is the name of the game. You play padiddle, and then when you see it, you hit the other person, and that's a padiddle.
Yeah, we would punch somebody. Oh. There was violence.
We used to do lucky strike. Boom, boom, strike back.
We just called them Cyclops.
Cyclops? Did you punch somebody?
No.
Different game.
No. What we is did. This punching?
Yeah, we would hit the other person. Esmeralda, did you play padiddle?
No. We saw a car with a light and went, oh, look. That light is out.
Well, and I always thought, oh, look, they don't know they have a headlight out. Huh. No, we had violence
padiddle.
Involved.
Alternatively spelled padiddle, is a Canadian and American slang term for a vehicle with a burnt-out headlight or brake light.
There you go. I never did it for brake lights.
Wow.
What?
I'm 50 years of cars, and I never knew this.
Padiddle.
So
now when someone comes in and says, my headlight's out.
You got a padiddle.
You got a padiddle.
And then they're going to just punch you.
No punching. Does it say anything about punching? Because it does seem weird.
Yeah. Well, but the person you tell is, you know, he's like 6'6", you know, 290 pounds.
Yeah, don't punch
steel.
Them. Yeah.
No, you don't tell him he's got a padiddle. Your headlight's out, buddy.
So ask them to check the headlights, because you don't always necessarily check for the lights.
You should check lights, turn signals, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Really. Washers, make sure the headlight washers are working, the regular windscreen white are working.
Make sure your windshield fluid is full.
Yes.
Especially, well, I mean,
solvent.
Any time of the year, but.
Any time of the year.
I know, but it's the worst in the winter.
Yeah.
Well, in the summer, it's worse. When you have all those bugs over it, and then you do spray it, and it just moves all the...
Just smears dead cork.
It smears
the
carcasses of the bugs across your windshield. Just corpses just smeared all over. I know.
You know, you need to bring your car in and get it checked out.
You can go to European and U.S. Auto.
Go to European U.S. Car Service.
And it is a great place. It's so surprising. You walk in and you're like, oh, look, it's an auto shop. And then it goes back and back and back and back.
How big is it?
38,000 square feet.
Ordinary.
247 yards long.
Mm-hmm. It's 2.5 football fields.
Yep.
You have an area back there where you can get cars painted, because I told you that I would like to have a different colored car, and you said that might be something that's a little bit, you have to really want it.
You have to really want
Why?
It. You have very deep pockets.
They gotta take all of the paint off.
What?
It's not necessarily that we have to take the paint off.
No.
We have to prep the whole car
right.
where the original color is.
It's,
and that means you have to take apart the whole car almost. You have to get to all the components that mm-hmm. are on the body, and because we will not paint where a door latch is or a door handle is or a side molding is, that has to be removed.
So it's labor intensive.
Labor okay. intensive, yeah.
How much would it cost?
Earl Shibe. You can go to Earl Shibe won't take off anything. They tape it. They'll tape
oh,
everything.
Okay.
And then they'll use a roller on the car with
and it
the,
bubbles.
The bucket.
And it bubbles.
Not really,
I've had it done at Mako, it
serves
what
you
purpose.
Pay for.
Yeah, it serves its purpose. But.
Yeah, it makes the car bright and shiny for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But a real paint job could cost upwards of
$2,000 to $5,000.
Five to what?
Two to five. Oh, five.
Really? Really?
Like, yeah.
You got to really want it.
Yeah. If you were to restore a car, just the paintwork alone could be somewhere around $12,000.
Holy.
Holy moly. Yeah. Yeah. Quality. If you want quality.
Paint. We are hanging out with Warren Price from European and U.S. Auto Car Service. And Auto Car Service, am I being redundant?
European U.S. Car Service.
There it is.
Not
and
redundant.
Scott Stantis of the Chicago Tribune. And we are talking about everything. If you're listening pretty late, I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I am joined by Warren Price of European and U.S. Car Service.
Correcto.
Thank you. And Scott Stantis, that other guy over there from the Chicago Tribune.
Correcto.
Political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, and you did a piece about Rahm Emanuel's a decision to change the way we fund the pensions. He's
yet
got a solution.
Another
he has
tax
a solution.
Increase. We just had the largest tax increase in modern Chicago history with our property taxes. People are now getting those bills in the mail. Mm-hmm. Did you get hit?
My mother owns the property. I don't know.
Did she tell you?
She didn't say anything. I know she had the property reassessed, so I don't know if that was to her favor.
Well, didn't they just have to redo taxes? Because I know we just had ours done. And
did you get hit with a bigger bill?
We fought it.
Oh,
and
we did okay.
All right then.
on our building.
So now he's looking at utility taxes for water and sewer, and frankly, the people who consume those, a lot of them can't. Even a small increase is hurtful.
Well, it will end up being over the course of a certain amount of time. I don't know if it's the next couple of years, about $200 per household for water, which sounds significant.
That is significant if you don't have it, you know?
Right.
I mean,
how do you absorb that?
Yeah. So, and it's just another reason, you know, if you're thinking of relocating your business, Chicago's not looking too attractive. I mean, I get that he wants to kick the can down the road some more, but it's sort of unseemly. And, it hasn't really helped our bond rating, which is always sexy radio.
He's trying to do something. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, this was the thing when Chewy was running last year. He said, you know, people were asking him, well, what's your solution? What's your solution? And he said he needed to see the books. He didn't have access to the ledgers of what's going on in the city, where all the money was coming from, where it was all going. But here's the thing: here's Rahm's solution. So was this what voters wanted? Was this their hopes and desires? Is this
yeah, they wanted their taxes going through.
Yeah.
The roof.
He didn't say that. If he had said, "I'm going to give you the largest tax increase for properties in the history of Chicago," would they have voted for him?
Of course not.
No,
of course
not.
Would they have voted for him if they'd seen the Laquan McDonald video? Of course they wouldn't. This don't get okay. Mm-hmm. It's late. We should be friendly.
All right, then we can be friendly.
No, it's. I mean, it makes you crazy, and frankly, we should have voted for Chewy.
I don't even know if that would have been a solution, but it seemed like a difference anyway.
Could be worse.
What do you think about, who was I seeing? Tom Dart, Sheriff Dart might be thinking about running for mayor.
They're all thinking of that. What do you think about Tony Preckwinkle sitting next to Bill Clinton?
I know, that was very interesting moment.
Powerful.
In the video.
And we had her on our show.
Oh, did you?
After,
what'd she say?
She was very excited to be at the convention. She said that she was very proud to be in the booth. It was a kind of a happenstance moment when she ended up sitting next to Bill Clinton. She was energized by the entire experience. By the way, we have a comment about Padiddle. Hey, Mary, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
What did you want to tell us?
A nice variation on Padiddle, as I was getting older, not punching my brothers on it.
See?
Was a
There's
kiss on a...
You give him a kiss?
A kiss on a Padiddle. No, for a couple. You know, you get to drive with your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Aww.
And you get a kiss.
That's
on a
Padiddle.
Oh, okay.
That's sweet. So a romantic couple would kiss on a Padiddle.
Yeah,
it's a good reason to kiss.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you still play Padiddle?
No, I don't get to ride with him very often anymore. So I'm driving in the middle of the night on the way to work now. So
what do you do?
I work as a biometric screener, so I travel about 1,000 miles a week. Love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Oh, Mary.
Enjoy the middle of the night. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get you a Lou Malnati's gift card for all the driving that you do. At least let us get you a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You guys on my phone all the time, so no matter where I am, I'm at WGN.
Hey.
Okay, can I wind it back just a bit? Mary, what is it you do again?
Biometric.
I'm a biometric screener.
What does that mean?
That means that I go out to factories and workplace and test people's cholesterols and measurements and then counsel them on how to improve their life.
At 2 in the morning? Are you coming home from work?
Well,
go ahead.
No, I'm on my way to work. You have to fast for it, so everybody likes me to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, good. So they can eat right afterwards.
So where are you going?
Yep. Now I'm going to Shawnee, Wisconsin, up north of Green Bay.
Okay. And when they find out they have high cholesterol, what kind of suggestions do you have? Do you give them advice, or do you just kind of tell them to talk to their doctor?
No, we do counsel as well. We do anything. One of the cheap ways to improve your cholesterol is there's three different kinds. HDL is the good cholesterol. I call it the healthy living cholesterol. It's an easy way to remember. And you improve. Everybody tells you got to exercise, but the easier way to is to add things like flaxseed meal or chia seeds to your diet because it increases your omega-3s, and it's a cheap, easy way to do it without trying to find more exercise time. The other one is to move. You know, we're all sitting at the desk these days. Move their big muscles. You know, get your legs moving while you're at the desk. If you can stand and do a treadmill or a bicycle at your desk and get those big muscles moving, it helps increase your
standing desk
overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen those with the treadmill? Those look awesome, actually.
Friend of the show, Dr. Turk, has one, as a matter of fact.
Really? Have you worked at one?
No, I've never worked at one. I can't sit and chew gum at the same time, much less work and the treadmill. Mary, I was told that I had the high cholesterol, and I got a book that gave you 10 tips for, I'm trying to find the name of the book, but I have it at home, and it did lower my cholesterol. But as you mentioned, adding flaxseed was one of the things that they told me to do.
You want to not just flaxseed, but flaxseed meal, because flaxseed is one of those things that, number one, you want to make sure that you either get the cold-pressed ones that doesn't have to be refrigerated. Otherwise, most of them have to be refrigerated or they denature.
Right. The oil has to be refrigerated. Even
the flaxseed meal does.
Oh, it does. I did not know. I don't know if I knew that. I used oatmeal, almonds, and almond butter and that kind of thing. I did black beans, all those.
Yeah, but you exercise, too. I mean,
in this book, it told you to walk a half an hour a day. Was one of the things to get moving.
And a cheap and an easy way to add that to your life is to park along in the far into the parking lot and walk all the way to the front.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do that.
And also to use the stairs, maybe.
Yeah.
Use the stairs. Yep.
I know a guy that uses stairs. Mm-hmm. He walks up six flights of stairs to his office.
Well, Mary, hold on the line. Hold on the line, and Craig will get your information and send you out a gift card to Lou Malnati's for
safe travels.
One of our favorite place. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right, be safe, Mary, on the roads. Oh, they want her there at 5 in the morning because that means they wake up, they go right to work, they get their blood level tested for cholesterol,
and then they have
donuts. They can eat
donuts and sausage.
Is that a problem?
And bacon.
No, I don't make fun of those things.
No, it's she's helping people out.
Oh my god, what a drive though. Mike, could you imagine? Well, you can because
does she live in Wisconsin or does?
Oh,
she drives 1,000 miles.
Here's the list of things that I did. And that, by the way, the last one, eat garlic. My husband was so miserable during this experience.
Why?
I would eat like just whole garlic cloves.
Yeah, garlic's awesome.
Ooh, you probably tasted delicious.
Oh, he hated it. He really.
What is wrong with him?
I know. He does not like the garlic and the onion. No.
Onion,
it's the best drug there is.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, no. I would, and when I couldn't eat it, because it burns when you eat it whole. So I would sometimes just put it in a little bit of olive oil and put it on a piece of bread, just like cloves.
Have you ever baked it and then you can use it as a spread?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
But when I was in a hurry to just get the garlic down, I took garlic supplements.
I clean it and I take it and I put it in aluminum foil with a tiny bit of water in it and I put it in the oven.
We used to feed it to my dog.
Garlic?
Why?
Yeah.
For fun?
It would be in the rice. Mm-hmm. My mom would cook rice with garlic and it'd be one clove. Mm-hmm. And we'd feed it to the dog. It was good for his heart.
It is. It's very good.
Is that what you told yourself?
It is good for the
heart. He liked it. He ate it.
Look, it's on the list of things that do to lower your cholesterol.
Now, see, I have an issue with flaxseed.
Your dog is. It's better for your cholesterol.
I have an issue with flaxseed.
Is it personal?
Yes.
What did flaxseed do to you?
I'll tell you. You want to know?
I do want
to. Do you have
know.
Time? Because it's short. It's short. No, Janine, my wife, told me her Croatian grandmother, whenever they had a cold or a flu, would say, you have to drink flaxseed tea.
Okay.
You must drink flaxseed tea. And they'd be cured. Well, so she, when our first year of marriage, she said, you know, I came down with some kind of a thing. And she said, okay, well, I'll make you some flaxseed tea. I drank it. After hearing these stories, I drank it. She didn't. The part she left out is that they never drank it. Because have you ever smelled flaxseed tea?
No.
It's like drinking fart.
Oh.
Yeah, it's what's that? Horrid.
Mm.
Did you breathe it? Did you smell it? Is that what you're supposed to do?
You drink it. And it's horrible. It is. So, yes, I have a personal animosity towards it. It is personal.
Yeah, you're very angry.
I put it in. I blend it up to make it a powder, and I put it in smoothies, and you don't taste anything.
Right. Well, no, see, that makes sense.
You taste the strawberries.
Yeah. You actually kind of, it might taste a little chocolatey, actually.
You did not have the evil Croatian grandmother flaxseed tea cure.
No, I had my mom putting Vicks Vapor Rub on my feet.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Vicks Vapor Rub in my house.
Oh, that it sort of cures almost everything, right?
Yes.
Sure. It's supposed to. If you put it on your feet, it's supposed to draw out
like keeps
the
your tomatoes
toxins.
Alive longer.
Okay, now you're just talking silly talk.
It's supposed to help with toe fungus.
Oh,
I'm serious.
This show, I know, Craig, it's like nose hairs, toe fungus, whatever.
Wax
covers.
This.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right, then. Now we know way more
toe
about
fungus,
you.
Toe fungus, you're supposed to pee on your feet.
I knew she was going to say
Wait,
that.
Wait, is that true?
That's what I've heard.
You're supposed to pee on your
toes? Well, I mean, you know.
I think that's when you step on sea urchins.
Jellyfish.
It's supposed to be something. I don't know what it is. I don't know the medical. I mean, if people have done it. But that's what I've heard. I don't have toe fungus on my feet, guys.
I did to say, I have a, my doctor told me that some surprising stuff. He's like, yeah, he goes, you hear about like putting a duct tape on a wart. He says that works. I was like, what?
Does that really work?
I don't know. I don't know.
When you take it off, it pulls the wart off. Kind of like the wax. You know?
Take all the skin with you. Before we go to the break, I want to mention this. If anyone was wondering about the book I mentioned about how to lower your cholesterol, it's called Cholesterol Down, and I did use this. 10
you went
simple,
from what to what?
I went from 280 to 162.
Whoa.
It was in the 280s.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo. That's great.
But that's over the course of, like, I lowered it pretty quickly, but not that much. But over time, over about 2 years, I got down to 162.
But are you maintaining it?
I am maintaining, yes.
Yes.
Well, and I also don't eat. At the time, I was on the, okay, here's what I did. I was on the South Beach diet, and I lost from, after I had Declan, I lost like 38 pounds. Okay. And part of that was being on the South Beach diet. Mm-hmm. But I went a little crazy with that, which was, it was meat and cheese and
protein,
cheese and meat.
Protein,
cheese. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so my cholesterol went through the roof.
Yeah.
And now I really don't eat that. I don't hardly eat any pork. I eat some dairy, but I don't eat very much red meat. So that's a big difference for me, too.
I've gone to turkey thigh. Mm-hmm. It's lean, juicy, and high in protein.
There you go.
Yeah.
So here are the I just want to give you the list of things that this book tells you to do. And it goes through it. If you look, you can get the book online. But here were the things that I ate in order to drop my cholesterol. It was oatmeal, almonds, flax seeds, Metamucil I took every day, mm-hmm. beans, like black beans, kidney beans, apples, margarine with, it's a margarine with phytosterols. It's like a fortified margarine that you also can use. And I would put that in my oatmeal with almond butter. I just put it all together.
It's a threefer.
Soy protein and garlic. And as I mentioned, I was eating whole cloves.
I love garlic.
And
oh my God.
This book also recommends that you walk a half hour a day.
Yeah, so, at least. And you work out.
Now I
a
do.
Lot.
By the time I was not working out.
Doghouse.
Yeah, you're a
Doghouse
monster.
CrossFit.
Doghouse.
By the way, I haven't even told you, Craig, that Courtney had their baby, Colton.
I saw it on Facebook.
Beautiful little boy.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
She's in she was lifting up until like the last week. She's
That's
not,
all I. It really is, yeah.
Wait, she was
Courtney's
lifting
awesome.
Until the last week of pregnancy?
Under doctor's advice, you know, without the weight on the bar, just the, like, the just bar. To be able to keep her motion going.
Wow.
The joints, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a wake-up call. Coming up after this, it's Last Call on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Wake me up before it is, it's early Friday morning, but on the show we always go with the night we started. So it is still Thursday night for us. We've not gone to bed yet. Scott, don't you agree that it is still Thursday night?
Absolutely.
Warren, what day is it?
Thursday.
It's Thursday, right, because we haven't gone to bed yet. We are calling our regular Thursday night a sidecar, actually. We are putting in a call to Senator Dan Katowski, who I believe is on vacation with his family. His parents are celebrating their wedding anniversary, so we thought we'd go ahead and just bother him.
Does he know about this?
No, he does not know about this. Okay, cool. Chances are he's asleep. I hope his phone's off. I don't know if he turns his phone off before he goes to bed. When it rings a lot, I start getting nervous.
Right? After 42 rings?
Yeah. We called. We accidentally called Leader Liu Lang's house instead of the cell phone.
Your call has been forwarded to automated voice messaging.
There we go. So we'll just put that down for a second until we get to the voicemail. And let's see. We are going to leave a message for Senator. I think we left him a message. We've left you a message. We've never left a message for you.
At the tone, please record your message.
I answer it
in
the morning.
Recording, you
would
may
you answer? Oh, yes, you would.
For more
Where are you? What can I do?
Hello, Senator Katowski. This is Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins.
Nesmeral de Leon.
Scott Stantis.
Warren Price.
And we miss you tonight. I hope you're having a great time up in Door County. Scott really missed you because I think he needed some moral support as he was cashing in. We were cashing in our bet with him. Trim Wax came in and ripped hair right off of his body before our very eyes.
Oh, would the senator, would he have holded your hand?
We've held your hand?
No, I think he would have laughed. I think he would have been a lot like Matt, who was one of the people.
Oh, he was laughing so hard at you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
it was horrible.
It was great.
It was, yeah, you were good. And people on the Facebook, there is a Facebook video that is available on WGN Radio's Facebook page, as well as the Patty V Show page. And people are leaving very nice comments that you were brave, and people are yelling at their radio. Mike Donovan, who's a fan of the show, said he was yelling at his radio for you.
Aw.
So there you go.
That's so sweet. No, they were great. They were I'm going to sound like
it was Taylor and Adriana,
yes, from Trim, and they were terrific. Mm-hmm. Didn't hurt badly at all.
You were
Patty can tell you. I'm looking at my leg, and she's going, "You're thinking of doing the whole thing, aren't you?" Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, do it. Go for it. Get it all done
weekly.
Every 3 weeks. Yeah, you would need to do it every.
Taylor said about every
6 weeks, probably. Yeah.
Five to 6 weeks. So
and it'll come in like soft and nice. So. It won't even bother you in the beginning.
Exactly. You know, I actually shave my arms. It doesn't come back like all thick and stuff.
Yeah?
I know. Yeah, I don't get that wax. I do. And it's like very fine hair. It doesn't come back thick. Somebody asked me, they're like, oh my God, you have no hair in your arms. I'm like, that's because I shave
Taylor them. Was impressed with my armpit hair, which I thought was kind of.
I was impressed with your armpit hair as well.
braids.
I'm going to go ahead and say that. No, it was not dense. Like
I
feel as though every man I've ever known has,
thickness?
Has dense. Armpit hair. Craig, would you define your pits as being dense?
I'm trying to, yeah. I would think it's dense.
Dense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Every guy I've ever been with, I think, has had dense armpit hair.
Well, then, okay.
I was marveling at it. I was like, oh, look at that.
Can we call it substantial?
Substantial.
Well, okay. Taylor was saying, have you shaved this before? I go, no, I never.
Yeah, it was very, it was it wasn't all filled in. I don't know. It wasn't like it was patchy, Esmeralda, but it was just not. It was like all spread out.
Do you have thinning armpit hair?
He does.
Yeah, apparently I have male pattern baldness in
baldness
my pits.
Baldness from his baldness, bald pits.
Yeah, I don't tell you. When you perspire, do you feel that you are produce volumes of perspiration?
Yes.
Interesting. I was just wondering. And here's the thing: is that you don't, because men who have a lot of hair there, I always wonder how effective is deodorant because you've got to get through the hair.
Yeah, I imagine it sticks to the hair.
Although I imagine the senator probably doesn't have very dense or substantial armpit hair.
I don't think hair has much to do with the actual sweat.
You have reached the maximum.
I'm guessing it wouldn't, but the deodorant would stick to the hair and wouldn't get to the control.
Yeah, when I've been lazy about waxing my pits, it gets all in there.
Right.
Wait, do you do it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does her own waxing. Just whack. There are women who
6 minutes.
Grip and rip.
Yeah, you get used to it, and it starts to not hurt.
There you go.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
She wants the torture.
You develop.
There are parts of my back that hurt.
That was, yeah.
I'm going to be.
She gave me a look like that's going to be a lot of work. There was.
But did she really?
Your back hair wasn't thick either. It was a lot of fine hair, but it was all over.
Yeah, it's
spotty.
Pretty much.
I felt bad for where you would, I guess, traditionally put a tramp stamp. There was a lot of hair. Not substantial.
Yes. Tramp stamp. Are you talking
the small of your
the
back?
The small of my back. Which I have there? Butterfly?
Which.
Iron butterfly.
I'm tribal tattoo.
I have thought about a tribal tattoo. Esmeralda, do you have any tats?
No.
Craig,
that's
feel like
the
you
pain
have.
I don't like.
You have a tattoo?
Do you?
I was thinking where? You do.
I have one tattoo right here on my shoulder, like my back left shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Means, I'm not going to tell you. It means something important to me, and it's weird to explain on air. Yeah,
right. Yeah I've been thinking about getting one. A friend of mine got an ampersand on her arm.
Why ampersand?
Because instead of getting her kids' names, she has put and. So like her names of her kids are implied. Is it ampersand? Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. She's got an ampersand
on her
forearm.
No.
I do.
I think it's kind of cool. What's your tattoo?
It's here. Let me show it to you.
Okay. This is getting all personal. When he says to put his legs up and show me stuff.
That's right there.
Oh, yeah. You have it on the top of your foot.
It's a Japanese character for friendship, I hope, or women's room. We're not entirely sure.
It looks like a bee.
What inspired you to get that tattoo?
Friendship's really important to me. Wine was involved, and I was in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All those seem like a combination for that.
Yes, it was. It all seemed to make sense at the time. Fair and then enough. You wake up the next morning. It's one of those moments you wake up and there's a bandage on your foot. And you roll over and you feel the bandage. You go, because we were sleeping in a van. We were doing a surfing safari in Australia. And I roll over and feel the bandage. I go, what the hell? What's that? Ah, hell.
No, but that's a...
It's not bad. Yeah, and you can cover it up. It's not on my forehead. Yeah,
that's a discreet place to put it, too. You can't really...
People will think it's a birthmark, too. You don't know.
Exactly. It's actually, it's old enough now where it's kind of looking like one.
Did it look more, like,
yes.
specific?
Is it it's fogging up a little bit?
More than a little bit.
The edges are bleeding?
Yes.
The skin.
This is from 91 or 92 when this happened, so...
All right. Well, that's kind of cool.
I want to know about the surfing trip.
It was great. It was awesome. We slept on the beach. It was great. One of the best experiences we ever had. And we came up to this beach in the middle of nowhere, and this family's up to their knees in the water, like doing the twist. Mm-hmm. And they are looking for, we walked out there because, you know me, I'm so shy. And I went, what the hell are you doing? And they were climbing.
Oh.
And so we clammed too, and we got a bunch of clams. One of the guys I was with was a terrific cook, and so he made clam linguine on the beach.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
There's nothing better than getting your own food out of the
ocean. Did they have garlic?
We did.
You gotta have garlic with that.
We had Vegemite.
Gotta have garlic.
Clammy. I got mussels when I was in Maine. I got my own mussels.
Isn't that awesome? They taste amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
And you cooked them?
This is a picture of my friend's ampersand.
That looks great.
Isn't that kind of cool? I don't.
And it just means your kids, though? That's kind of a...
And, yeah. Yeah, kid.
Do you know what you would want, Patty?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I have nothing that... I've thought about getting, like, a griffin, right? The part eagle, part lion, mythological creature.
But you're not Welsh.
A griffin's name is my son's name is Griffin.
I know, so, but that's the griffin is the symbol for
it's actually a
Wales.
Latin. It's, the origin is Latin, but the Welsh, it is a Welsh.
It's on their flag.
Yes. But I don't know what I would do for Declan. And actually, Griffin is Welsh. So,
oh really?
Yeah, Steve is Welsh and Irish.
Oh really?
I was doing a comedy show. There were a lot of English tourists in town. They worked for Weber, you know, the grilling company. They were in Chicago for like a convention, and I was getting ready for my wedding, and I was talking about, you know, planning it and everything. And someone asked what his last name was. Oh, I can't do this actually. I just realized I can't tell my last name. So I said our last name, and
it's McGillicuddy.
And because I always thought it was an Irish name, and he's very Irish. And I said his name, and they're like, he's Welsh. And that was kind of cracked me up. I'm like, to you, he's Welsh. To us, he's another 100 names in the phone book. It's a very common. It's a very common name in America.
Smith.
Yeah, it's something like that. So I don't know what I would get for Declan, though. I would get a griffin for Griffin, and I don't know what I would do for Declan. It's just there's no symbol like a cool. I think a cool D and G maybe.
Why not?
See, and that's why she got the ampersand.
I'm having a semi-senior moment. You posted an amazing picture of him from behind, and that would be a great tattoo.
Declan, that's a good idea. Have you seen the Griffin played Martyrs? He played in a band. Yeah, he played.
I saw that.
So cool. It was very, very cool.
Over on Lincoln?
Yeah, it was awesome.